All right, let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Shut up, Bean. Shut Bean up. Bean, shut up, you f***ing moron.
Let me tell you something, brother. This is Bean, and you can call me Beanamania. You can call me Ambean. You can call me Taco Bean. You can call me Jelly Bean. But also, the one thing you got to know is that Beanamania is going to run wild on you, brother. So what's it going to do when Beanamania destroys you?
And I strongly urge you and your family to take every precaution against the influence of Bean.
And now,
I'm the alpha male now, you guys.
Our feature presentation.
I'm going to miss Ansh.
Ansh.
Oh, is that his name? Ansh?
Yes.
From the Paris Hilton show. I'm going to miss him.
Him or her. I can't tell.
Wait,
am I wrong? Am I not going to miss him? Was he not voted off last week?
He was voted off.
He was voted off. So it was a very, very sad day.
Yeah, when you have to keep the most colorful characters on the show.
As long as
absolutely.
Possible.
Yeah. I even remember back when I used to watch Survivor, for instance, the characters that you were fascinated with because you didn't know what they were going to do next, and sometimes that's because they were the schmucks. Those are the ones that made you watch the show, is because you wanted to see what was going to happen. And then once they were gone, everybody else was kind of dull. You lose interest. And not that I was watching the Paris Hilton show before, but I was a lot more likely to tune in with my buddy Ansh on there.
It's like Omarosa.
Same
yes,
thing.
Hated her. Don't
hated
ever
her.
Want her to be on anything ever again. And yet when she is, it makes it more interesting.
Two words, Spencer Pratt.
Yeah,
right.
I guess.
That, you wouldn't watch that show if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
I watch for Whitney, to tell you the truth, and Audrina in a bikini,
no,
so
don't.
I got other reasons.
No, you please. Don't, though.
I do.
No,
I do.
You, on a daily basis, send me pictures of 50 times hotter chicks than both Audrina and Whitney. So, I mean, you get your fill of hot chicks.
But there can never be too many hot chicks. It's not like you go, well, I'm not going to tune in tonight because I've seen some hot chicks already today. It doesn't work that way.
He also has a thing about hot chicks on TV.
That's true.
Have you noticed? Like, he's always upset when they don't take their clothes off, and we always point out, you can go online and get 5 million naked women.
There's
not
plenty
the same
of that,
thing.
It turns out.
Nope.
Don't get me started on this freaking Alita. Don't even get me started on her. I'm telling you what.
What, she's that weather chick on TV?
Yes.
You get upset because she doesn't show her boobs while doing the weather?
Wait, no, but I'm with Bean on this one.
Look what I put up on the screen today, Mike. Read what's on the screen. And this is not atypical.
Bean.
What did he say?
Come on.
It says, kill Alita, die.
Because she wears turtlenecks and
stuff.
Well,
no, it is out of control.
When it's 100 degrees out, we're the only person in Southern California wearing a turtleneck.
She's
That's
got
just
not outside.
Massive bombs, though. She's got massive cans.
Yeah, it's criminal.
She dresses like a Muslim woman. I mean, it's sad.
It's criminal. It is criminal. Seriously. She ought to be fired or forced to conform.
Or stripped.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. I'm glad you agree with me.
Every single day, Bean and I tune in to look at her and
check to see what she's wearing.
And never, not even a millimeter of cleavage has ever been shown. It's silly.
So what makes you tune in again tomorrow then? Why don't you move on to somebody who shows their cleavage?
Good question.
Because there's the possibility that one day she's going, it's like waiting for the great pumpkin. You never know. It's unlikely it's going to work, but maybe today's the day that she'll finally get the memo or something. Because it's beyond just she's conservative. Look, a lot of the women on TV are conservative, and I understand that they're trying to be professional and, doing the news, and it's not a girly mag. I understand all that. But it's so ridiculous. Mike's right. She's practically wearing a burqa. I mean, who do you know, Lisa, that always wears stuff all the way up to their, to their the top of their chest?
Nobody.
Nobody.
So here's the thing. Millions of girls will show you the cleavage. Go there.
Yes.
Why do you have to focus on this one who
doesn't?
You don't
get it, man. You don't get it.
I do get it.
Because she's the one who's resisting, man.
Exactly.
She got it. She hit it on the nose.
What is wrong with you people?
She's the one who's basically, I mean, every day that she dresses like that, she basically is saying, F you to viewers like me. She's spitting in our
off.
Face.
Her nipples are actual middle fingers. They're middle fingers to us.
That's right.
I believe that she would make that decision if she knew you, Bean. I think that's probably accurate.
That's fine, but I'm not asking that much. I'm not asking her to come show up in a G-string. I'm saying dress like a normal person who lives in 21st century America. That's all I'm saying. Don't show up in a freaking potato sack and do the weather.
You know, it may be the actual station that doesn't want her to dress any more revealingly. Because she's got the giant cans. And so then if
they've
got the cleavage on top of it, they might actually start getting complaints.
They're afraid of them.
There's someone in wardrobe who's an angry pig feminist that's just like, ha, 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 watch this. We're going to cover you from neck to toe.
You can do cleavage with medium boobs, but if you got giant boobs on news, you probably got to cover them up.
I am that's absolutely right. There's no question that women are discriminated against if their boobs are too big. That happens all the time. You know, people complain about advertisements sometimes. The GoDaddy girl, for instance. If the GoDaddy girl from the commercials that air during the Super Bowl sometimes, if she had small boobs, people wouldn't even care about those commercials. But people are uncomfortable by the fact that her boobs are too big, they think.
No, there is.
And it's the same thing with Alita. And she don't get me started on her.
Okay. But I'm saying, how much time, energy do you have for her when you know that she dresses that way? So there are billions of other women. Let's just move on.
She breaks my heart every single day at 4:30 a.m. She really does.
She rapes our brain.
She does. Don't get me started. Now you've ruined the day.
We haven't even gotten him started.
That's my fault.
What is this?
Thanks for ruining the day.
No kidding.
This is him not getting started.
This is him not started yet.
He has me holding back and not saying anything that I'm thinking about this. Wow. I'll tell you that.
All right. So. Hey, what's on the show today, Kevin?
Good question.
And what's the date?
It's Wednesday, the 29th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox. I like meat.
Much better.
Okay.
Much better. On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk to LaQuisha.
Yes.
Who is bringing in highlights from last night's Paris Hilton's My New BFF.
God bless her.
The entree Paris Hilton's BFF.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
She does a great job with it, though.
They should give that Ange his own spinoff.
Oh, you...
Absolutely.
You know
talking about
they
that last
will.
Week, that would be... Probably every one of these people will have a spinoff in a second.
Yeah.
And that spinoff should be sports on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm sorry. Ange doing sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
Well, it would be great if we wanted somebody doing sports that doesn't know anything about sports.
Hey, Mike, when you're at your parties in West Hollywood this weekend for Halloween, keep your eyes peeled for Odd. See if you can find him.
Will do.
I don't even know what he looks like, but it would be worth tracking.
I don't either.
Because
not a lot like a guy.
He's the best, I imagine.
If I may just say.
I imagine. Also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk to Jay, the creator of Hot Chicks with Douchebags, which is a website and a book. And and they're being sued by three hot chicks who were put up on the site.
Yeah.
And not the douchebags, which is what you would expect.
Right. You would think the guys who are made to look bad would be insulted. The girls are being called hot chicks, but no, they don't like it.
I guess they don't like that it's being suggested that they have bad taste in men, perhaps.
Can you
sue for that? It reflects poorly on them.
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
Sue for that. Absolutely. Okay. Bean, you should sue Alita. Take her to court.
Seriously, let's file a class action lawsuit. That's a great idea.
Awesome. We need lawyers to call
Let's
in.
Get Ralph Strand, the attorney, on the phone tomorrow and talk to him about how we can make that happen. That's a great idea.
What's the legal basis, though?
Rape. I think it's sexual harassment.
Rape.
Shut up, Mike.
It could be sexual harassment. It's a good place to start. Yeah.
You can't sue for teasing.
Look,
let me ask you this, Kevin. Okay?
Right. If you had a dog and you never fed the dog, yet all you did was wave steak in front of the dog, wouldn't that be an offense that you could get sued over? Wouldn't that be animal cruelty?
You didn't feed
the dog. You just teased the dog with delicious food every day while the dog just licked its lips and just sat there and just begged.
Right, but she's on TV. She's not supposed to feed you.
That's not the point. The point is that's what she's doing to me, and that's what she's doing to Mike, and that's probably what she's doing to thousands of other people who get up in the morning in the anticipation that they're going to see a millimeter of cleavage. Let's get our attorney on the phone tomorrow. I love it.
It's a joke.
I'm serious, man.
I know. That's what's scary.
Mike, you're with me?
Yeah, and she does. Okay. She feeds our soul, and she's not doing a good job. That's what I'm saying.
Also, the Internet Roundup. On today's program, got some good ones for you. Diddy is, he's really outdoing himself. I mean, every single post that he puts up, his videos, is just mind-boggling.
He should run for office.
Oh, he's
I'm sure he will.
I didn't know he was such a political animal.
I really hate him more than most. He's just...
Alaska. Come on, man.
That's the kind of political discourse That's you get right. on a Diddy blog.
That's right. And this time he's got his two kids, and he's trying to teach him to say Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And
for several minutes.
For minutes, yeah.
That sounds riveting.
Yeah, he... wow. He's one of those examples of a celebrity that thinks because he's a celebrity and he's well-known and blah, 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 he probably gets a little bit of feedback. Everything that comes out of his mouth is fascinating.
Yes.
And good and gold. So anyway, internet roundup on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And don't forget Kevin and Bean's spooky singles party tickets. We're going to be giving those away this morning just after 6, a half hour from now, for those of you that listen early.
Okay.
So if you'd like to join us for our singles party on Friday night, we would love to have you. We'll give away tickets soon. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You can write to us and ask us what is the name of the costume stop show.
Yeah, write us then. Ask us that. If you can write me and ask me that question, I will give you
$100. What's the name of the costume shop in Glendale? Which is the email that we get a lot.
Wow. I did not expect to hear that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Well said. Well said.
Okay. 5:47 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman has joined us in studio for our first look at the showbiz beat for a new day. How are you, Ralph?
I couldn't be better.
Well Fantastic. Said, Kevin.
Well All right, let's move on.
Well, Fallout Boy is going
breaking up,
for
please?
A Guinness World Record.
Yes. Gayest band.
No, they've already got that one. Their new record they're attempting is the most radio interviews in one day.
Can we not be a part of that?
The current record is 57 station interviews in a 24-hour period. Fallout Boy believes they can break it, and they're going to start at 3 p.m., here in Los Angeles this Friday.
I'm surprised that the record is so low for that record.
I'm surprised there's a record for that.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they're going to try to break it.
Hmm. A lot of surprise going on here this morning.
They got a new album called Folie à Deux, and I'm sure it blows.
Their dirty sex makes scorch and hurricanes.
That's right. Are we going to be part of the Guinness attempt?
Is Fall Out Boy in it?
Yes.
No.
Damn. Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, was in court yesterday for another hearing about whether he'll be able to keep his finger on Brit's finances and other personal and business affairs.
I thought she'd gotten that back.
No. He was still a conservative.
Okay.
The judge decided he should keep his conservatorship indefinitely.
Wow.
Well, that seems unlikely.
Ms. Spears... You're so nuts that your dad will have to run your life throughout the rest of the foreseeable future, is basically what she's saying. TMZ.com says lawyers for Britney had suggested making the conservatorship permanent so that she might increase her chances of regaining custody of her two sons in the future. So apparently she's on board for this as well.
Okay.
Does this mean that he has control as if she were a minor? He can make whatever decisions he wants as far as...
I don't know to what extent his influence extends, but I believe it is mostly over her finances.
Can he put her on timeout?
I think he can. Just sit her in the corner and make her think about what she's just done.
It does seem kind of insulting to tell a 25-year-old person that you can't run your own life and forever. I mean, it doesn't give much hope, I guess.
Unless you're crazy, Britney, which wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Let her go a couple years without shaving her head and attacking photographers with an umbrella, and then we'll think about maybe giving her life back.
It's the shaving head clause.
That's right.
Got to wait for it.
It's good to know that that celebrities have problems with the cops just like us regular people. Apparently, I was mentioning yesterday that Kate Hudson had a Halloween party where Cindy Crawford went dressed as Amy Winehouse. A bunch of other celebrities were there.
Right.
The Popo showed up. Said, hey.
Did you just call the police the Popo?
Sure, man. Right. That's how I roll.
Well, when you were on the force in New York all those years, that's when you got used to it, right?
That's right.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Apparently, Kate's party was a little too loud for neighbors, and they called the cops on her. About 1 o'clock a.m., L.A.'s finest showed up and said, stop it.
You people with your noise.
And they did. Because the cops are cool. And they trump celebrities. love that. Because usually, you know, celebrities get away with that kind of crap.
Sure.
But they didn't this time. No such problems up at the Playboy Mansion last weekend. That's when they had their big Halloween party.
I keep missing my invitation in the mail. I must have...
Have you moved recently? Maybe they didn't have your new address.
Hmm.
That's my excuse this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling myself. Apparently, it was one of the legendary Halloween parties they have. Can you imagine, you know, girls dress slutty as it is on Halloween?
Yeah. Right.
Like at our singles party this Friday, there will be some spectacularly dressed women.
Sure.
And you see them out and about in the clubs and parties on the weekends. Can you imagine how they dress up at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, I guess that'd be all right.
Anyway, it was a legendary get-together, according to everyone who went. Big-time celebrities such as Vern Troyer, Mario Lopez, and John Stamos were in attendance. But the big deal was the coming-out party for his new girlfriends, Karina and Christina Shannon, his new 19-year-old twin girlfriends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Apparently, they didn't leave his side all night, and he was just cock of the walk, as they say.
What?
Mm.
He was... holding court apparently didn't stop him from having some extra fun around midnight, according to witnesses. Hef ditched the 19-year-olds and invited a few choice bunnies up to his private suite, and apparently there were ladies waiting outside the door waiting to get in.
Oh my God. At 82.
Wow.
Please enjoy.
Wow.
Most of us will never have that experience in our lifetime, let alone when we're 82 years old.
Oh, I guarantee when we're 82, we'll be alone. There's no question about that.
You really hit the lottery if you're a 19-year-old girl and now you're living at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, even if you have to have icky sex with Grandpa, at least you're living that life for, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to hang.
No.
It's a cool crib, as the popo say.
Shut up.
I need a glossary to follow Ralph Schobel's report now.
Sad news today. Cloris Leachman is no longer on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Apparently she was booted off last week.
But she's so funny and all that. What are they going to do?
She's old and she says wacky things.
Uh-huh.
She's old, but she says fresh, funny things as if she's all saucy and much younger.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
She's the same age as Hef. Look how different their lives are.
That's true. There's an interesting idea. Hollywood star, the UK's Daily Star, rather, is talking about a sitcom on HBO... starring Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan.
A sitcom?
Yes.
So they'd have to deliver lines?
They would have to. Someone would write it, and they would act in it, and the three of them would star in a sitcom for HBO.
Okay. So just a pipe dream, or is this something that is actually being put together and it's going to be pitched?
According to the UK's Daily Star, they are in talks about pitching this idea to HBO.
Well, they're all actresses, sort of.
They've all done some acting. Well, Lindsay, of course, you know. Bunch, but Britney and Paris have both dabbled, and they said they think it'd be a way to all three of them to have a high profile comeback and soften their image a little bit. People would start to like them if they thought they were sort of funny and self deprecating.
I don't know that any of those women helped themselves in their own image by associating with the other two, though. You know what I mean?
But
like,
really,
if you feel like.
How much more damage can they do?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm just saying, if you're Britney and you're trying to present the image,
I thought the world of Britney Spears until she did that TV show with Paris Hilton. Now I'm right off her. Come on, seriously?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of television, you remember David Faustino?
Yeah, yay.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yay.
He played Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's getting his own series on the internet.
Oh. Is it involve his rap career?
You know, it is.
Didn't he turn into rapping?
There is some rap involved in the storyline,
yes.
Kevin, interestingly enough. Faustino will play a guy who lost his wife to a famous rap star, and so he's reduced to running a struggling porn shop.
Did he ever do any acting of note after Married with Children? I know he didn't have to work again in his life, but I don't remember even seeing him in a movie occasionally.
I do not recall seeing him work outside of that series either.
But couldn't I have an internet series? I mean, really?
Yeah,
sure.
Not absolutely. Much of an accomplishment.
No, not really.
That guy. What do you need him for?
Celebrities are still trying to tell people to get out to vote. Happens on Tuesday. Don't forget. Don't forget to vote.
Oh, dear God.
Someone's taking it very seriously is Rose McGowan.
Oh.
Apparently, she has spent the last weekend in Las Vegas going door to door reminding people to vote.
She's got that gun on her leg, too. That would be, be scary.
Wow. That was just
do whatever she says.
I think that was just in Grindhouse. I don't think she really has a gun leg.
Oh.
Is she walking for a candidate or just to get out the vote?
The story says she was just walking door to door to remind people to vote in the election.
That's weird.
That is weird.
How weird would it be, though, to open your door and see Rose McGowan there, stand and say, hi, I just want to remind you to vote. Like, yeah, all right,
okay, you
want
to come in?
Yeah. Tell you what, show me your cans, I'll vote. That's what I would have told her. I'll make you a deal.
Is anyone going to watch the half-hour Barack Obama infomercial tonight?
Oh, that's tonight?
Yep.
I haven't thought about it.
8 o'clock.
Is he going to talk about change?
Very few details. It could be a variety dance hour. I don't know what they're going to be.
That would be awesome. Now I'm in.
Would it be great if we tuned in and he was, I don't know, catching a bullet in his teeth and stuff, and just doing all sorts of like really wacky stuff.
I'm levitating country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. Him, Michelle, like dancing and singing. Girls in headdresses behind him, like a Vegas routine.
What would he need him for?
Oh.
I don't know why he needs a half-hour show. Like, he's not on my TV 20 hours a day already. Yeah. Seriously.
I'm not familiar with the man.
Yeah.
Barack Obama. You realize he's black, don't you?
Yeah, true. Part of the commercial. Big coup for Marvel Studios and celebratory news for us comic book geeks. Daily Variety has announced that they've nailed down Robert Downey Jr. to not only return as billionaire Tony Stark, Iron Man, in the sequel to that popular film, but a third Iron Man installment as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And he is signed to portray Iron Man in The Avengers, the comic book movie, which combines Iron Man and Captain America and Thor and Hulk and all of them in one movie. So that could be quite the exciting adventure.
How about that?
Yeah. I think Ed Norton is in talks, too, about returning as Hulk in The Avengers. So, got that going on. And Natalie Portman.
Oh!
Is set to make a new movie called Love and Other Impossible Pursuits. She will also be the executive producer of the film. Daily Variety has announced she will play a young woman who finds the key to recovering her marriage in her relationship with her precocious stepson. Oh, I'm not going to see that. And more horrible news from Hollywood. M. Night Shyamalan.
No.
They didn't.
No.
Has signed a deal to produce and direct 3 new movies.
Oh, no.
How does this keep happening?
That guy. What would he need him for?
A trio of horror films, one per year for the next 3 years, he has signed with the studio. So they keep letting him make movies.
Guys, I saw The Happening over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The Crappening, as I call
it. The Crappening, yes. And I'm not just saying this to pile on. It was one of the most inept movies by a major studio, by a major director with major stars that I've ever seen in my life. It was laugh out loud horrible.
Screw him.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
Well, they're letting him make horror movies.
Yeah.
They were showing it on the plane I was on this weekend to Atlanta. I flew to Atlanta for a wedding, and it was the movie showing on the plane. I walked out.
Really? Wow. Takes a lot to
That's
do that.
That's how bad
plane.
It was.
Not a good movie.
I'm trying to say, if you had a scale of movies,
right,
one being not so good and 10 being great,
right,
it would be towards the one-ish side of one-ish. That scale.
Wow.
I'm saying.
It's a quality motion picture or no?
I would say no. I think, as the French say, it is sans quality. It is without quality.
So he makes that, and it bombs, and then they go,
I know. Hey, let's give him three more.
Make 3 more movies.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe you'll make another Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
That was also crap.
Today's celebrity birthday is Gabrielle Union. Oh, she's a tasty little bonbon, that Gabrielle Union.
Pretty amazing.
Winona Ryder is 37 years old today. Randy Jackson of the Jacksons turns 47.
Dan
American
Idol?
No, of the Jacksons.
Oh.
Jackson 5, Jacksons. Right. Singing Jacksons. Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah.
Of course, you probably know him better as the voice of Homer Simpson on The Simpsons. He is 51 years old today. And Richard Dreyfuss, talented Oscar-winning actor, is 61. And Ralph Garman, I walk the show.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that there ain't no party like a West Coast party. And that's why this Friday night for the Kevin Beat Spooky Singles Party, which is going to be in Silver Lake at the Medusa Lounge, is going to be going off. You know, historically, our Halloween parties have ended up being pretty good.
Well, Halloween is such a great night because you can dress up. You can kind of not be yourself. You already have that going on.
Right?
If we have a singles party, you know, everybody's single. They all like K-Rock. Turns out you can drink.
And when that happens, you seem to get along well with others. It is a great night.
Sometimes there's a bad surprise at the end of the night when the costume comes off. Sometimes that does happen. But if you're willing to take the risk, we're looking for ladies this time around at 1-800-520-1067. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. There's a $1,000 costume contest. If you don't yet have a costume, you can always go to Glendale Costumes just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. You can get a link from the front page of KROQ.com, and that's for our party or any party. But right now, let's talk to some of the ladies, see what they got planned for Friday night for the party.
It's Kevin and Bean's
Spooky Singles Party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
Let's begin with Kristen. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kristen.
Talking about the Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party on Friday night. Do you have an idea for a costume?
I sure do. I'm going to be a sweet, innocent angel.
A sweet, innocent angel at the beginning of the night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be disguised, so I'm not.
That's
so
right. Listen to Kristen, by the way. She sounds so sweet and innocent, which means she's absolutely just a tiger in the sack.
Yeah. She's crazy. She will injure you, but you'll never forget it.
Now, Kristen, our producer, Alex, tells us that you sent an email indicating that you are, you're ready. You're ready to party.
Yes, I am. I need to just get laid, to be honest.
But yeah.
Right out right. there, I just want to, you know, be surrounded by a bunch of single men that I don't have to worry if they have girlfriends, because let's all face it, they all lie when they're out at bars. No, I'm single.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. Some of them lie at our parties, too, but most of them are single.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about, is we don't just want people to stand around this Friday night and go, okay, well, I'm going to, hopefully I can talk to her in an hour or two. We want you to actually mingle, meet, and bang it out. Let's be honest. That's what we're looking for.
I suspect people will be looking for Kristen now that she's been on the air. Now, has it really been 2 years for you, Kristen?
No, it hasn't been 2 years since I've had sex, but okay. It's been 2 years since, you know, I've been in a relationship, so I'm very single. But my girlfriend told me I have to get laid before January because it'll be a year in January.
Now, you can't let that happen.
No,
you can't let that
happen. Dude, we're going to get you laid before November. Don't even worry about that, okay?
Guys, I hope so.
All right, Kristen, we'll see you and your single girlfriend Friday night at the Medusa. It's going to be awesome. Glad you called. We'll give you all the information. 1-800-520-1067. It's so funny, Kevin. You mentioned the costumes. You said, ladies, we want to talk to you about your costumes. And Lisa, maybe you can address this.
Right.
What's going on in women, no matter how conservative they are, that they have to bust it out, and God bless them for it, on Halloween night?
Good things.
Because it doesn't reflect badly on them.
They can be a slut for the night.
Yeah. It's
even
expected,
if they're a school teacher or anything else that's respectable.
Absolutely.
So that's good times. All right, let's go to Jenna, 25, from Pasadena. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jenna.
Friday night, Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party. What's your costume idea?
I decided to be a sexy sailor this year.
A sexy sailor.
Sexy sailor. Now, what's involved in that?
So the highlight of the costume, I really just wanted to wear these stiletto red heeled shoes.
Mm-hmm. And that's it?
there's a tiny costume, but it doesn't really hide very much. So nobody will be disappointed at the end of the night.
All right.
By the way, I hope Mike isn't mad that I'll give this away, but he's talking about also being a sexy sailor at our party on Friday night.
That's true. That is true.
He's got something he picked up for one of his weekends at Rage. I don't know what's going on. But so we could have the two of you together.
Nice.
We'll see you on Friday night, Jenna.
All right.
Thank you.
Boy, matey.
You know, it's funny because you're right. For girls, it's just a sexy blank. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, sexy astronaut, sexy Peace Corps volunteer. It doesn't really make any sense sometimes, but you got to go for it.
Let's talk to Rosa, 28 years old, in Covina. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Rosa.
I'm not talking to any girls named Rosa. I've learned my lesson this week.
You were bad earlier.
I'm going to let you guys handle this one.
You can call me Rosie if you want.
Rosie, okay.
What's your costume going to be, Rosie?
Sexy mechanic.
Sexy mechanic. There you go. Mechanic, not particularly sexy, but she's going to sex it up.
Now, is this, you're wearing a jumpsuit open to your belly button, or how's this going to work?
It's actually a little dress, and yes, it is pretty revealing. Okay. Short as well.
How's a dress a mechanic?
Those mechanics that wear dresses, I'll tell you.
You know.
That's good times.
I'll bring you a tool.
He's got one of those mini sets, Bean. All right, Rosa, we'll see you on Friday night. Bring somebody single and also female.
Yes.
So we can keep track.
Sorry, go ahead. Let's talk to
You go now.
In Southgate, she's on line four. She's talking about bringing back one of the all-time classic costumes and one of the all-time classic characters.
Annika?
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Hi there. Hi. What are you thinking for Halloween?
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh.
Jessica Rabbit.
Wow.
Every time we have that discussion about the hottest animated characters, she's always at the top or very close to the top. You just, I mean, you couldn't believe how sexy she was to be in an animated kids movie. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while, though. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. All I remember is Jessica Rabbit's giant.
Yeah, exactly.
Drawings.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. You're in. Thank you.
Thanks.
So much easier for girls than it is guys. We admit that right up front.
They just put sexy something and you go, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Don't know what to do about it, but.
I love Laura in Long Beach on line six. I've got some questions about this one. Hey, Laura, mm-hmm. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about Friday night, Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party. What are you thinking of coming as?
Anna Nicole Smith. Anna. Not dead, alive and sexy.
Oh, the sexy Anna.
Not dead?
Not dead.
Okay. The not dead not and fat? The not fat.
No, super skinny, big boobs. Tiny little skirt, big blonde hair. I got it all laid out.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Does it end up looking like Marilyn Monroe, too, by the way?
Yeah. I've always thought that. She's sure. So cute. I think it'll be super fun.
Yep.
I have it all planned out.
All right.
Kevin, good enough. Kevin was in.
Look, I don't know. I don't know.
20 sentences.
What other questions do you have?
Okay. I mean, good.
Sounds good. Nice
bring
work.
A friend.
Hold on. Let's go to Cindy in Long Beach. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Very good,
hi,
thank
Cindy.
You. Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party Friday night. What kind of costume are you thinking about?
Oh, well, I'm not going to add sexy, but I'll be Princess Leia in there. It's already telling you enough.
Princess Leia.
Okay, obviously over the course of three movies, many costume changes, some very memorable. Which Princess Leia are you going to be?
It's going to be a metallic bra, and then it's just the regular skirt that only covers the front part. So,
You got the the buns in your hair?
I'm sorry.
Is this the buns in your hair?
Oh, I can.
Is this the chain to Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, that's
Princess
what I was
Leia?
Wondering.
Because
doesn't sound like it. No,
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's what the Princess Leia theme she's going for.
Too. We could chain you right to Doc. Perfect.
It'll look just like the movie.
Princess Leia. This leaves this reviewer cold.
No, but she's not wearing the long white thing. She said a metallic bra and a skirt.
Well, that's good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Put the buns in your hair.
Put the buns in your hair.
You're looking for action Friday night, too, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Okay, great.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second, okay?
You don't get a good vibe on Leia?
I don't.
Once in a while, you don't?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just go with it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Let's go to Vicky in La Puente. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, guys. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
What kind of costume are you thinking about?
Well, you see those guys that always dress like pimps? Well, I'm going to be a sexy pimpette.
A pimpette?
Yes.
So you're going to have the long coat and the fedora?
Well, I'm going to have the coat, but it only has one button in the front. So I'll be wearing a little something short and some high boots.
Well, all right.
I wonder how many women there are in the pimp line of work. I wonder how often that happens.
There's going to be one on Friday night, I'll tell you that.
Well, sounds sexy.
I think it's more like a madam. Not so many pimpettes.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's why I like it. I like that.
Fantastic. All right, we're out of thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday night. We're out of time for right now on air. We'll give away a few more off the air. And, of course, we're going to have equal guys and girls there. So if you're a gentleman 21 and up and you're interested in joining us Friday night, we are going to have your chance to win those tickets later on this morning right here. We're running out of time. It's Wednesday already.
Yep, that's
so
right.
Not too many times to call. But that'll be coming up later this morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
We've got a new internet roundup for you in a few minutes. And there's some gold.
Yeah, really?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, actor Craig Robinson, who you know as Daryl, who's dating Kelly on The Office, and he's hysterical. He was in Pineapple Express. He's in the new Kevin Smith, Zach, and Mary Make a Porno. He's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on K-Rock. You know how it works? A movie comes out, and you go, wow, I've really been looking forward to that one. Can't wait to see that. Really am going to go see that. And then for some reason, you don't the first week, and then the next week goes by, and then you go see something else, then you kind of forget about it, and then you go, oh, I never saw that. And then finally, it comes out on DVD, and then you get to see it. Well, that's where I'm at with the new Indiana Jones movie. Missed it in theater. But it came out this week on DVD, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, and as you know, now they all have extras on them, commentary tracks and stuff like that. So we brought in a few clips from the Indiana Jones movie and some of the commentary with Harrison Ford.
Did you know that that movie made almost $800 million worldwide? The Indiana Jones movie?
Wow. Well, I got suckered into seeing it.
Yeah.
This is a franchise that had been dormant for, what, 25 years or something like that. But they correctly identified that there was going to be an audience for it. People wanted to see Harrison Ford put the fedora back on.
Yeah.
So
until the end, and then everybody went, oh, come on!
Exactly.
Oh, don't tell me about it. Well, what's on this DVD that we need to know about?
Well, it's the extras. It's a commentary track. Harrison Ford talking about this is the scene that we're about to play when he begins dealing with the Russians.
Okay.
You're a good, nice building, kiss.
Wait, is that the? Can you turn up the commentary track?
Drop dead.
There's a stuntman. We rehearsed that scene over and over again.
I'm sorry. I meant drop dead comrade.
Возьми семь рук за спиной.
A little hard to hear. Let me see if I can turn it up.
Простите!
This, of course, is the Kate Blanchett.
What?
Harrison Ford may be a little more low-key in real life than he is on the movie, I guess.
Where was he found?
In Mexico. They were digging in the dirt. Looking for this
can't really
stuff.
Make out
what
he's saying.
Not adding anything to the enjoyment of the scene.
You're not from around here, are you?
Where is it you would imagine I am from? Dr. Jones.
Is he talking? Is he saying anything about Kate Blanchett?
What we use, I should think maybe Eastern Ukraine.
Shot all this stuff in Utah.
Oh.
I got something!
Huh.
So okay. It doesn't add to your enjoyment of the movie listening to the commentary track is what I'm saying.
I see. I feel like I'm in a theater. There's somebody whispering behind me.
Yeah.
Now, here's the next scene that I want to play for you. This is when he first meets Shia LaBeouf's character.
Okay.
Professor, hello? Hey, you Dr. Jones?
We're running out of platform, kid.
Are you a friend of Dr. Oxley's?
Harold Oxley, the archaeologist?
Yep.
What about him?
Anybody?
Can't make out any of the commentary.
Is he talking at all?
That's all I heard.
We hit it off. I haven't talked to Harold Oxley in 20 years.
We hit it off?
On the set. Hit it off on the set.
Shia?
Sleep just by talking.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid.
They should have told him to speak up.
Yeah, apparently.
Oxley was better than a glass of warm milk.
I think they could adjust that before they make the DVD.
James Mutt.
Shia Mutt Williams. Just a Mutt. 15
minutes. Can't, can't make out the commentary.
And I said Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf! Shia LaBeouf was working very hard. I can hear him now.
Wow, did that work? That was amazing.
Somebody's going to kill him.
Well, for a second.
Now it's hard to hear him again.
6 months ago.
At this point,
I'm on to a letter from the office.
At this point, you're what, Harrison?
Found some type of
school. This point in the movie, we really hadn't worked together all that much.
How does he answer?
This scene is sort of like an introduction.
It's kind of cool. It's a neat feature.
To each other as much as it was.
Is that only a Blu-ray or is that on the regular DVD?
No, it's on the regular DVD.
What? Now he's talking right to me?
Maybe they anticipated that question.
Wow.
That's weird. And finally, the final clip that I have from Indiana Jones is when they, right after the aliens left in the space.
Oh, don't spoil it for me. Come
right on. After they left in the spaceship.
At this point,
I got broom to the footprints.
The aliens have already left. Remember George Lucas said to me that
space.
Indiana Jones is going to lead aliens.
Not into space.
And I said, are you out of your goddamn
into the
mind?
Space between spaces.
It turns out this movie turned out to be a piece of crap.
I think he said this movie turned out to be a piece of crap.
No,
is
said
that what
he
said, Harry?
It's really good. The movie's great.
It sounded like you said it was a piece of crap because of the aliens.
No, it's
not the aliens.
You told George Lucas it was a piece of crap, though, is what you said.
No, I didn't. I said
it was treasure.
Great. It's a great movie. And then
their treasure wasn't gold.
In other words, you got paid? You got paid big?
Made a lot of money off this.
Uh-huh.
You made a lot of money off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even need to talk that loud anymore because I'm so rich.
That's why you talk so softly?
Yeah.
Do you have so much money?
I don't need to really say anything.
You don't really care if people can hear you or not because F them. You're rich.
Exactly.
You can't hear me. I see.
You're just.
Night falls quick in the jungle, kid. You this don't want to feature. Climb down the mountain.
It right is, here. Isn't nice. It? I'm really impressed.
Harrison, no more Indiana Jones movies. Though. No. Now with the aliens, now you're done. You killed it, right?
We're going to do a couple more.
You're going to do a couple more?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're 70.
Indiana Jones fights a shark.
Indiana Jones fights a shark?
Yeah.
Really?
And Indiana Jones. And the cast of Sex and the City.
Right. What are you going to be doing with the cast of Sex and the City?
Dressing like a woman.
Somewhere your grandfather. Wearing high heels. Playing Kim Cattrall's grandfather.
Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Strap-Ons.
Wait a minute. Okay. The clip stopped. How are you still talking?
I got to go. The DVD's over.
Okay.
How about a little Halloween spooks, by the way, as we get closer and closer to Friday, Kevin?
Get to that. Get to it. We'll get to that soon. Very soon.
First, though, you know, we, well, not we so much as Dave the King of Mexico spends all of his time trolling the internet so that you don't have to. And then from time to time, we point you in the direction of things we think you'll enjoy. Sometimes it's nudity.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
We could change that.
Yeah, right? I love that one.
But I'm saying we can change it.
Well,
one of the first ones that we'd like to play for you is Vice Presidential Candidate Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And somebody edited together her giving a speech and Steve Carell in the cast of The Office doing That's What She Said.
Oh, no.
So it's a clip by her and then it's a clip by them.
Government is too big. He wants to grow it.
That's what she said.
And it all makes for quite a package.
That's what she said.
Drilling, though, won't solve every problem.
That's what she said.
And as a chief executive, I can assure you it works.
That's what she said.
That man did things that few people could go through in the darkest of places.
That's what she said.
That's
Who
great.
Are these people that have the time
I
to go
know.
Through Sarah Palin speeches and Office DVDs and edit that together and put it up online? And why?
I don't know. I'm glad they did, but I don't
know.
You know what I imagine? I imagine it's people who are super bored at work and just sitting there wasting time, and they don't have anything else to do, so they just screw around and have fun. Have you seen Saw School Musical?
I have not seen
that. That's up as
yet,
well.
No.
They mix together the trailer of Saw 5 and High School Musical. It's very funny.
That's great.
But it must have taken a tremendous amount of time.
Yeah.
As you know, or may not know, I mean, most people aren't aware of this, but Tuesday is Election Day, and...
What kind of election? What are we voting for? What do you mean?
I think it's just the local stuff.
Oh, okay.
Councilmen,
like judges. And,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Judges you don't know.
Yeah.
But you've seen the celebrity video that is out saying don't vote.
Yes.
Because you don't care. All the big name celebrities.
Just don't.
No, seriously, don't.
You don't care. Don't go see Nicolas Cage movies.
Don't.
Out of the question.
The Wicker Man?
One of the biggest financial disasters in American history.
Face Off?
I mean, I liked Face Off.
Really?
But I didn't graduate college either.
Con Air?
Gone in 60 seconds?
Hey, if you want to go and sit down in a theater and you like your pants.
That's a possibility.
If you support feline leukemia.
And bleeding out of your eyes.
Or if you're like terminally ill.
Nick Cage.
Nice.
Friends, don't let friends see Nick Cage movies. I think that's what we're learning here.
When was the last time he did a good movie?
Wow.
Was it Raising Arizona? I mean,
adaptation maybe.
Adaptation.
Las Vegas? Yeah, probably.
Leaving
adaptation.
Las Vegas. Yeah,
but that was before.
No. I don't think any high-profile movie star makes more bad movies.
Yeah, you're right.
And Nicolas Cage. He's one of the highest-paid guys in Hollywood too. He continues to get huge money. What's his Treasure Protector movie? What's that franchise?
Oh, National Treasure.
National Treasure. Yeah, huge hits.
By the way,
it's not like people aren't going to see them.
Those were both pretty good. Believe it or not,
were they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they were bad.
But in spite of him. You know what I mean? Like he didn't have the chance to carry it on his shoulders, so it was okay. We've been talking to this dude from ThrillTheWorld.com, the guy who wants to have the world record for the Thriller dance and all that. We were playing highlights. We talked to him. Psycho Mike and Omar went down to screw it up, and they went down there on purpose to dance different dances so that they would stand out. Well, CNN did a story on them on the Thrill of the World thing. And one of the hosts, the anchor that was on the air at the time, focused in on Omar and how he was very, very off. And I think in his mind, he didn't know he was doing it on purpose. So he thought this guy was really trying to do the Thriller dance.
Just a horrible dancer.
Yes, it was a horrible dancer. And so the woman out, you know, in the street doing the piece, the guy keeps going back. Let's show that again. Let's show that again so we can see that guy dancing so badly.
Look at the guy in the brown shirt there. There's one guy that's just all off on his own. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susan. If there's more details, sorry.
Let's go back to the Thriller dance. Can we do
all
that,
right.
Alan?
Do we have that?
There was one guy in there in a brown shirt, and he was just doing his own thing. I hope we can see it. Let's crank it up again.
It's Omar.
Where is he? There he is. All right. He's going like John Travolta. Hopefully we'll get to see him later. He's doing his own thing,
He's doing the electric slide. He's off on
that. Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, you get in a crowd like that, there's got to be somebody who's a real rogue.
Oh, he's a rogue!
That Omar, that's he dances to so his own funny. Music.
Because there were, 150 people or something in just lockstep precision doing the Thriller dance. Yeah. So Mike and Omar, who were just out there doing the wheelbarrow or whatever, I mean, they totally stood out. That's hilarious.
And Diddy is bad in every way. And I think he's one of the celebrities that actually hurts his own cause. He wants people to vote for Obama.
Uh-huh.
I get that. A lot of people do. But after seeing this, if I didn't care one way or the other in the election, I would do the opposite of what he wants because he's so unbelievably annoying. And he's got two little kids. I guess they're his, sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his latest video post. You tell me if he's doing, harm to his own cause.
Do y'all know what November 4th is? No, it's not election day. It's my birthday. My birthday is on November 4th. The day I was born is going to be the day that we get the first black president. On my birthday. That's the biggest birthday gift I could ever have.
By the way, birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Birthday, yeah. And it may not be all about you making you happy on your birthday, Diddy.
That's where you're so wrong.
I want my birthday present to be...
I'm pretty sure the kid is saying chi-chis. I'm not positive, though.
That you vote for Obama. Obama. Say Obama.
Obama.
Say Obama.
Obama.
Say Obama.
Oh, no, I'm a dick.
Obama. Look, baby, look. Delilah, say Obama.
Obama.
President.
Nope.
Say president. So Obama president. Say Barack. Delilah, say Barack. Say Barack.
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 Obama.
Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama. For president.
Isn't that the type of thing that parents do when they're just playing with their kids in the living room for their own amusement?
Yes, and then if they want to show anyone... There's a little thing called editing where you could cut out all the times the kid didn't say it. The kid said it twice. Really
he did,
cute.
Yeah.
Really
it was,
cute.
It was really cute.
Okay.
But, and then we're done.
But
right?
then cut it out. You don't need to do the chant. You don't need to, for president.
Every second is gold.
Of the United States.
Diddy's mouth. You know, come on.
Of
man.
America.
You can't edit the magic. Come on.
It's all about me and my birthday.
So all of those links you can find and many, many, many more. We save them for a long time up there at KROQ.com. Kevin and Bean section. Look for the Internet Roundup. Oh, good. Kevin's out of the room. Right. He can't stop this. It's on. Halloween Spooks. World famous KROQ. Kevin and Bean Show 653.
Dude, what are you doing?
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Not interested.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
You still can't believe it got made, can you?
Nope. Somebody was doing this, and then somebody else said, hey, that's good.
Okay. That's enough of that. It's 6:54 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning. If you want to join us for the Spooky Singles Party, which is going to be this Friday night in Silver Lake, we'll be looking for guys later on this morning and give away some more tickets. Ralph joins us now for the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Spooky.
That was spooky.
Spooky, man.
Yeah.
Well, the remake of Beverly Hills 90210 is doing very well for itself over on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
Daily Variety says the ratings for 90210, as it's now called, it lost the Beverly Hills part, are the strongest on the network besides Gossip Girl, which is doing very well for itself as well in its new season.
I love Gossip Girl.
So as you can only imagine, since Beverly Hills 90210 was remade into a hit, What do you think's right around the corner?
Melrose Place.
Melrose Place again.
Oh, I was joking.
Oh, my God.
You were right. The return of Melrose Place, people. Are you ready?
No.
Are you willing? Are you able?
I think everybody's going to vote for that.
I think everyone is going to vote for that, Duan. Ironically, Rob Estes, who was on Melrose Place back in the 80s, is now playing a dad on the latest version of 90210.
Screw him.
I think the ladies love it.
See how it all comes around?
Yeah.
Why are you bad, America?
You'll be able to see that soon on the C-Dub.
That's just not good.
And Grant Show was his name?
Yeah.
Right? Yes, that's right.
I don't know who is that.
He's on Swingtown, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's one of the lead swingers on Swingtown.
Is in it?
He was in the original.
I think it's canceled now. Oh, but he was in the, he was in Melrose Place. Okay. Yeah, he was like the heartthrob on that show.
Yep.
And Andrew Shue.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Elizabeth Shue's brother, who went on to become like a soccer player or something, I think.
Yeah.
Became like a semi-professional soccer player.
Heather Locklear. Laura Layton.
A lot of stars on that show.
Remember her?
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
She was on that show?
Yeah.
Broke a lot of stars on that show. So we'll see that soon. Have you guys seen, now, I know I'm going to get mocked for this, because I'm the first guy to bash romantic comedy.
Yeah.
But have you seen the trailers for the new Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon movie, Four Christmases?
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer
I haven't seen the trailer for that, no.
I'm laughing out loud at the trailers.
It looks pretty damn
funny. Looks like a great holiday comedy.
Vince is funny.
Vince is funny. Yeah. And he seems to own holiday comedies after Fred Claus was such a big hit last year. But Vince has just announced his new film. Daily Variety says Vince Vaughn will be starring in a film called Sonny in 68, in which he'll play a superstar on the poker circuit whose alcoholism causes him to flame out on national television. To get his life back together, he moves home to his parents' home in upstate New York, where he has to help his mother who's dying of cancer.
Good time.
Yeah.
Feel real
romantic comedy.
Feel good movie there. So.
Wow.
No kidding.
Vince, you might want to stick to the comedy.
Yep.
Jessica Simpson, speaking of movies, has made this movie Major Movie Star. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Basically Private Benjamin. She plays a movie star who goes into the Army, and Vivica A. Fox is like her drill sergeant.
When does this come out?
It's out already.
What?
It is?
Yeah.
Was it straight to DVD?
When did it come out?
It was never released here in the United States.
Oh. Wasn't that the one that they showed in one theater in Texas just to give it like a test run?
Exactly.
Like seven people went for,
It was it made like $17 or some insane number. It has not been released here in the United States. There is no release date for it in the United States. No. However, it is the biggest hit in the former Soviet Union.
The biggest hit.
It's the number one movie in Bulgaria and other sections of the former Soviet Union. It's a monster smash hit in parts of Russia.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Although it's been described as one of the worst films ever made, apparently the Russians can't get enough of her. And so they're already working on a sequel.
Just
because they like Iraq? Is that it?
I have no idea. Maybe she comes better through in translation than she does in English.
What's the name of it?
Major Movie Star. See, because she's a movie star, but she goes into the Army, so she's like a major movie star.
Maybe they did. They probably dubbed her into Russian with somebody who doesn't have that fingernail on the chalkboard voice that she's got.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I guess if they had
might help.
Sexy Russian voice, but that wouldn't change the words, did he?
No, it wouldn't.
Wouldn't improve her acting.
And I always love this list. I find it fascinating. Forbes magazine, they're a big financial magazine. They keep track of a lot of interesting facts when it comes to finance, and they've released their list of the top 10 biggest earning dead celebrities.
Top 10 biggest earning dead celebrities.
A lot of celebrities, once they pass away, their estate and their trademark and their legacy is worth more than they ever were alive. So here are your top 10 dead celebrities this year.
Horace Leachman.
By the way, the number one
still alive.
The number one dead celebrity made more money than Justin Timberlake, Madonna, or anyone else this year.
Wow.
So keep that in mind. Number 10, Steve McQueen, believe it or not.
Hmm.
He was a huge movie star in the 60s and 70s, but you don't really see like a lot of Steve McQueen t-shirts or stuff. Right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Where's that money coming from?
Yeah, what is he making from?
I have no idea. Marilyn Monroe, number 9 on the list. Usually she's up much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Warhol, famous artist, number 8. John Lennon, number 7. Dr. Seuss, number 6. Aaron Spelling. Because of the success of 90210 this year.
He's new to the list this year.
How about that?
He's making more money dead than most people are alive.
Wow.
Albert Einstein, number 4th on the list.
That's still crazy to me.
Number four on the list, rather.
And that's his image. Somebody, his estate owns his image. So every time you see that on a T-shirt or a mug or a calendar or something like that, he gets paid.
You know where else they're getting money from, the Einstein family? From the little, the baby Einstein.
Oh, yes.
All those educational toys for kids, they pay him for that. Heath Ledger, third on the list this year.
Third
on the list.
Wow.
Because of Batman.
Yeah. His percentage, his back-end deal, so to speak.
He had a bad back-end deal, by the way.
He had a big back-end deal in Brokeback Mountain, by the way. Huge back-end deal from that film. Number two on the list, Charles Schulz, who created the Peanuts.
Ugh,
people, can we stop buying the Peanuts
stuff?
That's
what I'm saying.
Peanuts is still great.
Never funny.
Can we let him
still
drop
funny.
Off the list?
Never funny.
Not once funny when he was alive. Less funny now that he's dead. Never funny.
You tune in tonight, I think it is.
No. Nope.
It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I think
Brown,
that was last night, I think.
All right, last night then. And
you,
tell me
you
it's
tune
not
in.
Still great.
You tune in, Peanuts fan, then you'll know it's on.
I own the DVD. I don't watch it on the TV anymore with commercials. But I'm saying you watch that and you realize why the dude is still pulling in the money, because those things are still great.
That's just not good.
Simplistic, sentimental claptrap, I say.
Yeah. Never funny, never interesting.
Poppycock, I say.
Come across it on the TV, you can't move on fast enough.
Number
Linus
one
is looking for the most sincere pumpkin patch because the Great Pumpkin is going to come visit and give gifts, guys.
Yeah. Doesn't exist, Great Pumpkin. It's not
then
real.
He drags Sally out there, and she misses Halloween because she's with Linus in the pumpkin patch. It's
God, funny. I hate you so much.
Imagine sweet. Dean curled up. Like a sleeping bag, like a peanut sleeping bag, watching that with pumpkin ice cream.
It's candy corn sprinkled on top.
It's that time of year. It's that time of year.
By the way, I am looking forward to, though, The Simpsons is doing a parody of that special this year on their Halloween special.
Oh, fantastic.
The Grand Pumpkin,
where the Great Pumpkin actually shows up, but he's a monster and starts eating people. So
love
be
it.
Careful what you
is
ask
that
for.
Sunday after?
I don't know if it's this
Sunday.
Yeah, I think it is this Sunday. They're doing their annual Treehouse of Horrors
awesome.
Special they do every year, the Halloween stuff. So
that's interesting.
Funny. Yeah. Number one, biggest money-making dead celebrity. You can guess, right?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. There
can't be any doubt.
Yeah! Made $52 million this year. Did dead Elvis.
Wow.
That's some Skrilla right there.
That's
what I told
million.
The Popo when they came by. In my crib.
How long has he been dead?
1977, so 31 years.
31 years, and he made $52 million last year.
That's madness.
He still sells. I mean, forget the merchandising and Graceland and all that other stuff and the movies. I mean, he still sells millions of records a year.
He does?
Yeah.
To who?
People who are just getting into him, I guess.
Stop
you know,
it. Stop doing that. Stop with the Peanuts and Elvis, people. Let's all move on.
Let's move on.
Let go. Let go, let God. That's what
don't let Mark and Bright hear you say that, Ralph.
Let go of them, too, by the way, while we're at it. When are they going to be on the dead celebrity list? Highest earners. Today's celebrity birthday is Gabrielle Union.
Is that good?
It's 35.
She's hot. I just couldn't tell.
It was good. And then
from
it went
the voice.
Bad.
It was good up to the point where he was murdered.
Yeah.
Sounds like Gabrielle Union killed Mike.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder is 37 years old today. Dan Castellaneta, speaking of The Simpsons, he's 51. He's making a $200,000 per episode, by the way, in The Simpsons these days.
Jeez.
That's what he makes for.
And how long does it take him to lay down an episode?
I'm guessing
Homer's
he works
lines.
About 4 days a week.
I'm number one. Victory is mine. So kiss my behind. Boom, chaka-laka-laka, in your face, boo, cha, cacao, ba, a boo, a ba, who's your daddy, a boo, doo, doo, ba, ba, dow, doo.
Worth every penny.
He's good. Jackpot.
He's 51 today, and Richard Dreyfuss, touted Oscar-winning actor, turns 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. That band, of course, playing this weekend, three shows in Southern California.
Did I just hear Psycho Mike say that he is doing the onstage announcement to bring one of the...
Yeah, Mike's going to do the onstage on Sunday.
Kevin and I used to do a lot of these onstage announcements, and we learned very quickly that no one cares that you're on stage. Just shut the F up and bring the band on. But I just see Psycho Mike, Psycho Hey Look at Me Mike is going to go out there, and he's going to do his chunk on how awesome he is.
I think it would be a good idea for him to try and start a McCain Palin chant, though. I'd love to see him try that.
That's a great
idea. Because that just would be nightmarish. You might get killed.
Who perfect crowd for it.
Who doesn't like hunting? Yeah, let's do drugs and hunt animals.
The Rock Against Show. Psycho Mike, now I insist you must do that.
You have to.
All right, let's talk about this survey. The most ridiculous excuses for missing work.
Oh, now that's interesting, because lots of people do call in, perhaps not always when they're sick or can't make it in, right?
According to CareerBuilder.com, they have an annual survey that shows that one-third of the workers that called in sick had fake excuses.
No.
That makes sense.
Fake excuses. So, you know what? And some of them are really dumb.
They're awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. There are people.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people who work on this show, and I think you guys will agree with me when I say that we have a pretty straightforward group. If somebody is drunk, they just don't come in. If somebody is too hungover to work, they let us know. But other than that, I don't think there's a lot of BS, and I don't think we've had a lot of phony excuses with the staff on this show, do you?
No. No.
And I'd like to
we're
say
pretty straightforward group.
I'd like to say that we're very forgiving. If it's drinking or partying, okay.
Right. I'll never forget one of my first times when I started on the show. I attended, it was like one of my first movie premieres I attended, and it was for American Pie 2, and I got wasted. S-canned, okay? And so I freak out because it's like 8:30, and I basically miss the whole show, and I call Kevin, and he's like, well, what were you doing? And I'm like, I was just partying with Stifler, and I got drunk. I'm sorry. And Ken, you said, okay. I was like, sweet. He's like, well, as long as you have a good reason.
That's an acceptable reason. It just can't be lame. According to the survey, they talk about how 9% admitted calling in sick because they wanted to miss a meeting.
Mm, yeah.
Which I can understand. They needed to relax and recharge, 30%. They wanted to go to a doctor's appointment, 27%, catch up on sleep, run personal errands, catch up on housework, that kind of stuff. But some of the funny ones, the most unusual excuses.
Because you can't say I'm calling in sick because I want to catch up on sleep or run personal errands.
Right. So you make something up.
You got to make something up. And our advice is always, I'm liquid from the waist down. You say that, there will be no further questions and no further follow-ups.
No follow-ups. What do you mean by that? Explain more. So here are some of the excuses that they have. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a boss and somebody's called it with something lame, or if you've tried something that worked or didn't work and it was super lame. Like, for example, employee didn't want to lose the parking space in front of his house.
That's what he called
yes.
him and said?
Look, I'd love to come into work, but I got a sweet parking space.
And dude, I'll never be able to park this place.
If I move my car, somebody else will take it.
That guy's awesome.
Isn't that great?
That guy rips.
That I would like. Employee hit a turkey while riding a bike.
What? Come on.
Yeah, I was on my bike this morning, boss, and I don't know what happened, but I hit a turkey. I'm not going to be able to make it in today.
Employee said he had a heart attack early that morning, but that he was, quote, all better now. So that's a dude that just overslept or was hungover or whatever, went in the afternoon.
All right.
You learn from the Ferris Bueller movie that you have to play just sick enough to get to stay home from work, but not so sick that you have to go to the hospital and that there's additional follow-up. It's a fine line to walk.
But it's cool that this guy was all better after a heart attack the same day.
It's very lucky.
Yeah. You know? Employee's dog was stressed out after a family reunion. These are real excuses that people gave.
I have to stay home with my dog. Given that one.
And this is the one I'm going to use next. Employee was kicked by a deer.
What?
What is that? That must have been in Alaska for
How
Sarah
does
Palin.
That happen?
I don't know because deers run from people.
Yes, they do.
They don't attack. I mean,
dude, you don't know. Bambi was pissed.
Employee contracted mono after kissing a mailroom intern at the company holiday party and suggested the company post some sort of notice to warn others who may have kissed him.
Oh, nice.
By the way, great advice is to suggest that you might have something that is communicable or contagious.
That's good, too.
Because you really don't – they won't want you to come in if you say, I think I may have the mono or the flu or something like that. You could pass on to other workers. So that's something to keep in mind.
Bird flu.
Bird flu is a good
example. Perfect example, yeah.
Employee swallowed too much mouthwash.
And is now drunk?
Doesn't say.
Now his breath is too fresh?
Doesn't say. My breath is too good to come to work. I don't want to waste it. Employee's wife burned all his clothes and he had nothing to wear to work.
I've been there.
That's awesome.
That one is strange enough that I would believe it.
It could be true.
Now, who would make that up?
Yeah.
And Bean has been there. Employee's toe was injured when a soda can fell out of the refrigerator. That's where you make up something
come on.
Better.
Yeah, you could do better than that.
Employee was up all night because the police were investigating the death of someone discovered behind her house.
Dude, that happened to Omar.
That happened to That's Omar. True. He couldn't come to work because of all the emergency vehicles that blocked his driveway, right?
But he killed the guy. That's the difference.
Well, that was the difference, yeah.
Employee's psychic told her to stay home. It's not going to be a good day for you. The stars are not aligned right. Do not go to work.
Actually call in with that.
Call in with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
We are looking for, now what are we, let me make sure I understand, our listeners understand. We're looking for real excuses that people have used, right?
Yeah, like the most ridiculous things that you got away with.
But they don't have to be.
Or that an employer was told.
They can be honest or dishonest. That doesn't matter, right?
That's true.
It can be true or not true, but as long as it's ridiculous. For example, let's talk to Augustine in Bellflower. Sorry, wrong line. Hang on. Line five. Oh, Augustine, hi. Sorry.
Hi.
Augustine.
Hi.
Tell me about the funny reason that they called in sick.
This guy that was one of my employees called in sick because he said he got stung on the bottom lip by a bee, and he couldn't speak to anybody.
Awesome.
And I called him back an hour later to check on him, and he answered the phone. Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it was great.
You're smart for doing that.
Yeah, and then he came in the next day. Oddly enough, no bee sting on the lip.
How about that?
How about that? It's so interesting, Augustina, that you should bring that up, because in this article from CareerBuilders.com, they say that 31% of employers report that they have checked up on an employee that called in sick. So you're one of those 31%. 18% say that they have fired a worker for missing work without legitimate excuse. Now, what did you do to your guy?
I let him stay because, frankly, he had a much better excuse. He just was totally hungover, and he managed to, you know, be honest about it after the fact.
And so you got to give him props for bee stinging him on the lip.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's good.
He actually has, like, some amazing aim then.
That is good.
No kidding. All right, well done. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to David real quick in Culver City. He's on line 8, 1-800-520-1067. And then producer Alex is going to tell you one of the best excuses you've ever heard from someone who used to work on this show. Hi, David. Good morning.
Hey Kevin, Ben, Haley, Samara.
Hi, David.
How's it going?
What's the excuse?
I was working with a guy several years ago who had called in once to say that he couldn't come in because he had no clean clothes, and then called in later the same week to say he again had no clean clothes and that he smelled like a nugget.
Oh my God!
What?
Yeah,
there's always something, isn't there? Clean enough that you can put on if you have to.
If you're a guy, was it a guy?
It was a guy, and the first time he said he had to stay home because he had to do his laundry, which was confusing to us when he said he had no clean clothes the second time that week.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. One that you probably shouldn't double up on.
One shirt and one pair of pants.
Yeah. And they're still in the washer. I can't get them clean.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. Before the break and before we take more of your calls at 1-800-520-1067, who was our intern that you remember so fondly, Alex?
There are a few. I'll give you the best, most recent, and then the classic. Right. The most recent one was, I can't say her intern name because we'll get beef. But her real, this is actually a real excuse. She emailed saying her grandmother was lost in the jungle. Was on vacation. Wait a minute, that was real. Her grandmother was missing. She was on vacation in the jungle and she ended up catching malaria. I'm not kidding.
So she had to like go help find
her. Her family was like searching for her. I'm laughing because it's so absurd. They found her grandmother. Her grandmother's okay. They flew her back to the States. All good.
But that was honest. That was real.
That was real. That was totally real. And then the classic, like of all time, was one of our favorite little Asian interns called me. I get a voicemail at like 5:30. She's like, yeah, hey, Alex, listen, I'm on my way to the airport. I forgot. I'm going to China.
That was the day of.
She forgot. And then she just ended, okay, bye.
That was it.
She never called back about her internship. She never showed up after China. She could still be in China for all I know.
Wasn't it near the beginning of her internship, too?
She'd only been here like a couple weeks. She was magic.
I forgot I was going to China.
This morning.
So.
And that's
okay,
not the type of thing that she thought of before she took an internship that she would be going away. And it's not the type of thing she thought to mention in the 2 weeks leading up to when she was actually here working with you.
She didn't think of it.
She just threw some stuff in a bag and left.
Headed for China.
Yeah, I forgot I'm driving my car right now to the airport.
If that lady's grandma was lost in the jungle in China, maybe that intern could help find her.
Oh, strong.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls after.
Talking about this new article, very, very interesting, about people who make up excuses to call in to get out of work because they don't want to go to work. And wow, you people are creative.
Yeah.
And congratulations on getting away with some of the stuff you've gotten away with.
Let's begin with Eric in Lake Elsinore.
Yeah, Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Very good.
Hey, yeah, well, this is, it wasn't really an excuse. It was for reals, I guess. It really happened. But this small shop I'd worked at with my cousin, building cop cars, doing all kinds of electronic things like that, this guy calls in, and he's hysterical. I mean, he's just screaming on the phone, and it was a small shop, so that we were all in the same area. And my boss was like, what? I can't understand. And he puts it on speakerphone, and this guy is yelling hysterical. He's like, Greek, I broke my F&B, Greek.
He broke his penis?
Yeah, he broke his penis. Some Asian guy. He was hilarious, though, but I guess he busted up his lumpia.
Oh my God. No. That is not good.
How did he do it? In some sort of industrial accident or what?
I guess his wife, if you want to say that was an industrial accident.
No, it was on his honeymoon. He's coming back from his honeymoon. Oh. She wrecked him.
That's hysterical.
Broke it. Wow. All right, thank you for the call.
That's a good reason, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Make a note, penis injury, that works. Okay.
Let's go to Rita in Long Beach. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Hi, Rita.
What's
the excuse?
I had an employee who's a graphic artist, and I work for a very straight-laced software development company, and we needed one graphic artist. Mm-hmm. And he called in, and he said that he wasn't feeling very creative, so he needed to stay home and play the piano so he could get some creativity.
And did they buy that?
He's an artist, man.
That was pretty much the last really creative excuse. We let him go shortly after.
Because, you know, playing the piano is really playing video games. I mean, that's the truth.
I don't think that's what it was. I think it was more recreational, herbal.
Exactly.
I gotcha. All right. Thanks for the call.
Let's go to Francine and Cerritos. I have actually heard of this happening to people. I think maybe I knew someone this happened to. Francine, hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What was the excuse?
I called in and said, hey, can't come into work, garage door won't open, sorry, and repair guy can't come till 4:30, and I get up at 5, so yeah, see you guys.
So your car's in the garage and it wouldn't open. Is that a lie or was it true?
Oh, it was a lie. The Rocky Marathon. I was going to stay home and watch it.
Oh, man!
But that does happen to people, though, right? If they've got the electronic garage door open, if the electricity goes out or something like that, a lot of times you can get your car stuck in there, right?
Apparently, but there's no way for them to prove it. So that's right.
Nicely done. That's
right. Well done. Hey, that survey that we were talking about from Career Builder said that 31% have checked up on their employees and their excuses, which means you got a 2 out of 3 chance that whatever you say is just going to fly and they're not even going to check on it.
Right.
Let's go to Lars in Torrance. Lars, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Lisa May?
Hi, Lars.
Hey, I had a coworker that didn't come in for a few days. We're all wondering what was going on. Things needed to start happening, and he ended up coming into work, and his excuse was, my dog's balls were swollen.
What?
He had to stay home and take care of his dog's balls.
What was he doing? I need to ask.
There's a lot of follow-up. How do you... Why... I guess you don't want to ask, do you?
I mean, you take the dog to the vet. You don't really stay home and... Tried to handle that yourself, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but we had just had a bad week and we're for a race team, and he took a couple days off, I guess, and ended up using his dog as the excuse. So.
Wow. And right. Did he get away with it?
I mean, he kept his job.
All right.
Wow.
Put that down in the works category.
Thank you, Lars. Appreciate the call. Let's try Ben real quick on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ben, what's the excuse you heard?
Hi, Ben.
Hello?
Hi there.
I had to go to work one day, and I used to play this game called World of Warcraft.
Sure.
And I called up with red sickness.
You told them you had red sickness.
What's that?
You told your employer that you had red sickness?
Yeah, I told my employer that I had red sickness, but here's the thing.
So now, would I be laughing hysterically if I knew what that meant?
Yeah, red sickness in a game is when your character becomes pretty much useless for about 10 minutes. Like, you have to wait. You can't fight. You can't gain a level.
Oh.
You can't
do.
But your boss didn't know anything about it, so he or she thought red sickness is real.
He let it fly, except there's the ringer. He said, all right, dude, well, go to the pair and I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very funny.
Yes, he did know that. All right, thank you for the call. So that goes in the doesn't work category.
Yeah.
Kimmy is in Long Beach on line 2. This one I find hard to believe, but let's find out from Kimmy if it worked or not. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. This is actually, I was at work and I picked up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my friends, and he was like, sorry, Kimmy, but I can't find my lighter. I can't come to work because I can't smoke during break. And he just hangs up.
Couldn't find his lighter, so he couldn't smoke, so he couldn't come to work.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Doesn't it seem like, I don't know, maybe you could get a
pack of matches on the way or borrow a lighter from somebody else at work.
It seems like there's a lot of workarounds.
Smoke. Yeah, there's a lot of smokers, I imagine.
Sure.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
All right. Thank you for the call. That works, apparently. That's fine. Come on. Let's go to Megan.
I knew you were going to say that.
No.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I was questioning whether we should, but we should.
All right. We'll close with Megan. So if you don't want to hear this, then please turn off your radio now.
Here's how my mind works. I shouldn't go to that line. And then you have to. There's nothing you can do about it. All right. Megan, good morning.
Morning, Kevin Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Megan.
What did your friend call in and say as an excuse to not go to work?
My friend called in sick to work, and we looked it up on the internet, and she called in to work saying that she was farting blood.
Good morning.
First of all, farting blood is opening for Rise Against with Lady, first of all. And second of all, is that a real thing? Does that happen?
Well, that would be a type of anal leakage.
Wow.
Right?
Is that a real thing, Megan?
I swear, my friend, I was in the room and she almost got caught because I was laughing so hard. We looked it up on the internet. It's like one of the top 50 excuses to call.
Wow. That's spectacular.
It's just one of those things that they didn't think about. They didn't question it. They're just like, oh, okay, fine, bye.
That's also one of my favorite Slayer songs, by the way, Farting Blood.
Farting Blood, yeah, very good.
So good.
Let's say good morning to LaQuisha. We've got her on the phone. Hey, LaQuisha.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Thank you for joining us bright and early. How's your girlfriend Paris's new show?
This show is maybe the worst show ever on television.
Really? That's got some competition.
I know, but no one is more hateable than these women. This show is not like watching the worst sorority in the history of college.
Well, I mean, we can't expect too much from women who go out of their way to hang out with Paris Hilton. I mean, that's the only reason they're there, right?
That's all they want to be, is just a hanger-on, a sycophantic sidekick to Paris Hilton.
And we're supposed to supposedly believe that she's going to now pick a best friend and stay with her for life?
Yes, then they'll be best friends forever, Kevin.
Sure, yeah.
You don't get it, man.
Oh, I think I get it.
Well, at the beginning of the episode, Paris wants to find out how many of the girls really know all about her and her life and her history. So she makes them play a game show called I Heart Paris.
Oh.
Where they ask questions about Paris, and whoever answers the most wins fabulous prizes.
Tonight, BFFs, we're going to find out once and for all which one of you really knows the most about Paris. All right, the game's real simple. Just going to ask you a series of questions. For every correct answer, you're going to get 1,000 Paris bucks. Yeah, 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000.
1,000 Paris bucks.
Yeah.
That you can use to purchase lovely prizes. Or you can choose to go out and have a one-on-one dinner with Paris herself. And Paris said that if the girl who won, who was Kiki, didn't choose the dinner, she was going to eliminate her right there on the spot.
Wow.
So that's quite a choice.
Luckily for her, she chose the dinner. Now, while she goes out to have dinner with Paris Hilton, Paris picks one of the other girls to eliminate one of the girls from the house.
Okay.
She outsourced that job to someone else.
She gave it to somebody else to say, you need to figure out who we're going to kick off?
Right.
Oh, all right.
And she gave it to the girl that all the girls hate and have been picking on for 2 weeks now.
Oh, good.
So now the paybacks are a bitch now.
While I'm out for dinner with Kiki, everyone left will be up for elimination tonight. Corey, you'll be playing me, and this is going to be your choice.
Yeah, that's not good for her.
Wow.
Everyone hates her already. And that makes all the other girls nervous because they've been mean to this girl, Corey. So they're starting to worry about whether it's going to be them or not.
It's me because I bonded with her. And maybe she's going to, this is scary. Like, what the hell? What if it's like a...
Yeah.
That's a good point.
What if it's a...
What if?
Then what happens then?
That's
if
a good
it's
point.
All... Then who knows what will happen?
That's
all
crazy.
We'll hit the fan at that point, I think, with the whole...
What, is she a parrot?
This causes a lot of fear, as you can imagine, amongst the girls who's going to be sent home. So naturally, there's a lot of crying and a lot of hugging going on. But the problem with girls living in a house together who are a lot of tension going on is that even hugging can have its own particular dangers.
Sorry, my armpit's out.
No.
Smelly armpits, where you're hugging a girl and she's in the crook of your neck there, and she smells your smelly armpits.
It's bad enough that she has to mention it going in?
Yeah. Here, give me a hug. I got smelly pits, though, so have that.
Wow.
Well, Corey has to decide which of the girls going home, and they all start defending themselves, you know, like Vanessa. Vanessa, who is very emotional, tries to say why she should stay and compete for Paris's friendship.
You know, I'm a really fun person, and I think she'd have a lot of fun with me. And...
Yeah, you're a lot of fun.
Well, sounds like it, yeah.
I'm a good time. I'm always full of laughter. No one's buying it. No one. Now, the problem Corey has with the main girl of the house is a girl named Zoo.
Zoo.
And Zoo is the girl that wanted to kick Corey's ass before when she said that Aunt should know how to do nails because he was Asian.
Uh-oh.
There was a big fight in the house when that was going on.
Bad news.
And now Corey gets to decide who's going to leave. So, as you can imagine, Zoo is in trouble because she threatened her physically.
Yeah.
You said you were going to f*** me up, and you said you wanted to stab my...
I'm going to take a knife and just pop her... Like, she's going to have to pay...
She did say she wanted to stab her fake boobs.
Well, okay, that's bad, right?
Well, as you can imagine, Corey says goodbye to Zoo, so now she's out of the house. Now she's gone. And the rest of the girls have to play another challenge for another elimination. Two people get eliminated this episode.
Wow.
Look, Lucia, do I understand correctly that this show is not even interesting enough for Paris Hilton now to hang around and watch it?
she's off having dinner with someone else while the show's going on.
Yeah, okay, that tells you something.
But Paris comes back and says the girls have to go and play 7 minutes in heaven. Remember that?
Yes.
When you're a kid, you go into a closet with somebody for 7 minutes, and nobody knows what happened in there because you're all touchy-feely, kissy, and whatnot. Well, Paris says the girls have to play 7 minutes in heaven so she can see how they behave around boys.
Yeah.
And to play the boy, she's brought in one of her good friends, a secret, special, super-duper guest star.
He's a talented rap artist.
Oh, I love rappers.
He's got tons of groupies. And in fact, he has the nickname of the Lady Killer.
All right, a famous rapper who's got tons of groupies and is known as the Lady Killer.
Well, that's got to be T.I. or somebody, right?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, somebody big.
Akon, somebody coming in. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, somebody. Sure. Just somebody famous going to be there.
Jay-Z
going to be in that closet. I can't wait to see who's in the closet. And Kiki goes in first to meet the special super-duper guest star.
Hi.
What's up, baby?
I'm Kiki. How are you?
Hi, Kiki. I'm Dirt Nasty.
What's your name?
It's Dirt Nasty.
What? Dirt Nasty.
It's famous superstar rapper Dirt Nasty.
Lady Killer Dirt Nasty.
Oh, the Lady Killer himself, Dirt Nasty.
Dirt does good work.
Oh, all his big hits, all the big hits by Dirt Nasty that I play around the house.
How did he have time from his busy touring recording schedule to make an appearance on this show?
Only because of his friendship with Paris Hilton would he take time out of his busy, busy schedule to do this show. Thank you, Dirt Nasty.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Who?
Yeah. None of these girls seem to know who Dirt Nasty is. Nor did I when I saw him, who's a white guy, by the way.
Sure.
Who tried to sound all black. So he meets the girls one by one for 7 minutes, and Lauren walks in there. She don't know that who Dirt Nasty is, but she knows she's a rapper, so she's trying to impress him.
Tell me something about yourself.
I'm Lauren. I'm from Sacramento, so I'm a gangster.
I'm Lauren. I'm from Sacramento, so I'm a gangster.
Sure.
Shut up, Lauren. Gangster. You come to my neighborhood for that gangster crap. I'll cut you. So Shelly wins the 7 minutes in heaven competition, and that means she gets a tour of Paris Hilton's house.
Ooh, lucky girl.
And gets to have a sleepover with Paris Hilton. Or someone that Paris Hilton chooses her to have a sleepover with, I'm guessing. But Paris gives her a tour of the house, and I'm telling you, this house is something. As you can imagine, rich heiress living in a big old mansion, got all kinds of rooms, all kinds of things going on. But the one thing Paris is most proud of is the following.
And out here is probably the coolest thing about my house. I built a little replica of my house for the dogs.
She built a small mansion in the back that looks exactly like the big mansion for her dogs to live in.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. That's the coolest thing about her house, she said.
Sure. Wow. Wow.
Shut up, Paris Hilton!
I don't know why the people on this show don't, even as contestants, say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I don't want to be Paris Hilton's BFF anymore. I quit.
I know I don't. Yeah. Well, it comes down to three girls being voted off the show at the end because of how they interacted with Dirt Nasty when they were in the 7 Minutes in Heaven competition.
Sure.
Comes down to Brittany, Haley, and Natasha because Paris didn't like the way they interacted with Dirt Nasty. And the girls are trying to defend themselves like Brittany.
Well, Paris, now, if you're going to send me home because some guy named Dirty Sanchez told you I was boring, I might have to reevaluate our friendship.
I had to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure Dirty Sanchez was not in the closet at the
very,
time.
Very, very,
that may
very
be what
different.
They did in their 7 minutes,
that's
though.
Very different from what she expected. And yeah. Natasha, Paris Hilton just says, you think you're just too cool for school. Natasha is like a rocket chick who looks kind of like Joan Jett circa 1988.
Right.
With the black hair and the eyeliner, and she acts like she don't care about none of this. I'm like, why are you on the show trying to be Paris Hilton's best friend then, if you don't care and you're so cool? And Paris calls her on it, and she proceeds to say no. And as she's saying no, she pretty much demonstrates that she's exactly that.
It's not that I'm too cool for school. It's just that, I mean, how am I supposed to act when I know this drill? You know, like, I know this deal. Because I really understand your lifestyle. I've been there. So I'm not going to be gandering at celebrities that I see, like, oh, my God, guess who I met tonight? I'm not going to do that. You know, I, again, also never played 7 Minutes in Heaven. That's, like, foolish to me, you know, like. So
my challenges are foolish?
Oh, you did.
Get it. By the way, yes.
Yeah, they are foolish.
Yeah.
But just because, like, oh, I know your lifestyle. I've been there. I know all the celebrities. Shut up. You're not nobody.
Yeah.
Well, as you can imagine, Natasha, because she called Paris's challenges foolish, she got sent home. And Paris couldn't see her go out the door soon enough.
I need a BFF who has more to offer than a tough exterior and big black hair.
Oh. What? Oh, why the hair got to be black?
What? Was it?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was black hair. Maybe that's why she said it.
Wow.
Yeah. But now she's gone. Tough girl's gone. So now it's just a bunch of girly girls. I'm from Sacramento, so I'm a gangster. Shut up, white girl.
Those girls seem perfect for this TV show, though.
It is. They are the perfect match. Paris Hilton would be well-suited with any one of these girls as a best friend. It's so hard to choose.
By the way, we're getting a lot of email from people saying Dirt Nasty is former MTV VJ Simon Rex. Just for the record.
Okay.
So he's a huge rap artist.
Well,
I don't know how she pulled
you
him.
See why he was there. Because he's a lady killer.
You're back on board for the show, aren't you? Talk to you next week.
All right.
Lobster is back at Rubio's. You pleaded for Langostino lobster burritos and tacos, and Rubio's heard you. But hurry, Lobster's only back for a short time and only at Rubio's. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
So glad that happened because I was pleading.
You were begging.
Oh, my God.
Who wasn't?
Wouldn't stop. They finally heard me.
Is our friend Craig Robinson from The Office and Zach and Mary, is he here yet?
He sure is.
Oh, fantastic. He'll be a very funny guy. Be joining us after the news at 8. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
He'll be a very funny guy.
That's
correct. You're promising the audience that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I guarantee it.
That's very nice. I saw Zach and Mary earlier this week.
Yes.
No kidding.
And I got to tell you, Craig steals the movie.
Does he? Fantastic.
Which is filled with funny people.
Yeah.
You got Seth Rogen, who's always funny. You've got Jason Mewes in there. Elizabeth Banks, of course, sure as well. But Craig is the linchpin of the film.
Fantastic.
Really,
David Lynch is in the movie?
God's sake. Well, AC/DC is proving that you can sell your CD at just one store and still have the number one album in the nation.
As long as that store is
Walmart.
Yeah.
Which is taking over the world, slowly but surely. Black Ice, their new CD, sold more than 780,000 copies in its debut week.
That's unbelievable.
It's exclusive to Walmart, only available there, but it is number one.
Why the ice got to be black?
People should know that on an average week, the number one best-selling album sells, I don't know, 75,000. I mean, it's like this is not even close.
There's
so few
millions,
weeks
right?
Like this. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
10 years ago.
Very few records come along like this one to sell 700,000 copies in a week.
It's the second biggest opening week this year after Lil Wayne's CD was released in June. The other debuts of the year, Coldplay and Metallica, and those big albums just crushed those in terms of how much it sold.
Wow. It's really good. It is. I know it sounds crazy.
AC/DC. But it's 12 identical songs, right, Mike?
Right. Well, listen.
It sounds exactly like every AC/DC song.
The catalog is 1,000 identical songs. Yeah, they figured out that system, and they go with it, you know?
Does there come a point where an Angus is pushing 60 that the schoolboy outfit starts to get creepy?
Look who's talking.
20 years ago.
Mr. High School Musical.
Yeah. I did see him at HSM3.
Yeah, I bet
the
you did. In the back row with the rest of the trench coat wearing pervs. Speaking of sex and High School Musical, this may be the greatest story ever.
All right.
In Utah this weekend, kids everywhere were lining up to see High School Musical with their parents, and they showed up at the Megaplex Theater.
Yeah.
They sat down, the movie started, and apparently the films had been switched accidentally on the projectors.
Yes.
Uh-oh,
yes.
I love it when
keep
that
going,
happens.
Keep going.
So
good.
Instead of the family-friendly G-rated High School Musical 3, families were treated to the first few minutes of the R-rated Sex Drive.
Oh, yes.
Which the opening minutes of includes some serious frontal nudity. This is in Utah, by the way.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Heads exploded all over the theater. They're still cleaning up brains as
wow.
we speak.
Those aren't brains?
Yeah. One parent said, I could not carry my little children out in time before they were exposed to extremely vulgar and sexually explicit material. So I had to kill them.
What?
No, I added that part. I had to drown them in holy water.
No.
Keep Satan from taking their souls.
Giddy up.
So, that's good news, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Did you guys see the Entourage on Sunday?
Yay, yay.
No.
On HBO?
I don't think I saw the last one.
Where Turtle meets Jamie Lynn Ziegler from The Sopranos on
yes,
the plane.
He does.
And they spark up a little romance.
Heard about it, didn't see it yet.
Well, apparently it is art imitating life.
That's
or
real life
imitating art, depending how you look at it. Meadow Soprano herself, Jamie Lynn Ziegler, and Jerry Ferreira, who plays Turtle on Entourage, are a couple in real life, according to the New York Daily News.
Really?
Nope.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we're going to talk to the creator of Hot Chicks with Douchebags a little later on this hour.
We are living in a Dave Sanchez world.
Yep, we sure are.
Stubby, doughy, neck-bearded guys with no game are hooking up with smoking hot chicks. Yeah. How happy must Dave Sanchez be watching that? Oh, I'm like Turtle. I look just like him.
I just like him.
That's right.
I have a neck beard, and I'm all round. And look at him with Meadow Soprano.
And he doesn't even have a rat tail.
I know. He's That's not right. even growing it. He's not even rad or have fingerless gloves or nothing.
I didn't see that episode, but the scene that I've heard described, it sounds to me like might have been a little more comfortable if the couple was already intimate.
Yeah. Well, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, in terms of whether they got intimate after having filmed that scene or beforehand, but apparently they are a real-life couple.
So beforehand.
He has warts on his genitals.
Oh,
it's wow. so funny because his name is Turtle, and in my pants I have like a turtle. Like sticks his head out.
Scared turtle.
Scared turtle. Like a turtleneck. Sweater. Anyways, is it time to talk about sweaters already? Today's celebrity birthdays, Gabrielle Union.
Well, that Mexican shit with me.
Yeah.
She is 35 years old today. Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Is 37 years old today. I wonder if she's going out and steal her birthday cake. I wonder if that's how she celebrates. Because, see, she had that shoplifting charge.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
How do you do it?
See, it all ties in.
How do you do it? I bet you wish you could take that one back.
Why did I do it, more importantly? How do I do it? Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons is 51 years old today. No! And Stuart. Nope. There's no one named Stuart having a birthday.
All right.
Richard Dreyfuss turned 61 years
Copeland?
Old today. What?
Copeland? Stuart Copeland?
Wow.
Don't be on my side.
Thanks.
Don't try
people.
To help.
Townsend?
You be quiet.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
That's one of my big numbers right there on that Guitar Hero. I rock
really?
That song.
Really?
Woo! That song TikTok. Hurts when I play. That song hurts.
It hurts people listening.
Yeah. Hey, is there a way to record you playing that song and then bring it in and then we'll see how much it rocks?
Maybe,
how about that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if the signal's strong enough to handle that kind of power.
Right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. There is no movie released in 2008 that doesn't have Zac Efron in it that I am more excited about seeing than the one that opens up this Friday. Zach and Miri Make a Porno. We talked to Kevin Smith, director and writer, earlier in the week. Now one of the fine stars of the film, Craig Robinson, joins us in the studio here on K-Rock this morning. Hey, Craig.
Hello. Thank you very much. And I suck at Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
A rock band.
I do too, but you just got to talk big. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm good at the drums, but the guitar, I just cannot. Like, it just will not.
Your fingers just
doesn't work.
Go.
Yeah, and the regular guitar, same thing. It just will not. I can play piano, but the guitar.
Now, you know, the Guitar Hero World Tour, the new one that just came out, has two cymbals on the drums, so you got to get that now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Do they have a bass yet?
I believe it does.
I think they do. I think they've added that this time around. Yeah.
It's sweet.
I believe it does.
Turn it into a whole band, yeah.
And by the guitar way, that you have from a former Guitar Hero will work on this game. So you don't have to get everything like that. So
awesome. Cool. Now all I got to do is go buy the old Guitar Hero.
And then plug them on. Right, exactly.
How long till there's the first hit record on the radio that somebody recorded exclusively with Guitar Hero, I wonder? It's got to happen,
I'm
going
to say 6 months away.
I'm going to say never.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to say never.
Dude, they make hit songs out of ringtones
yeah.
and stuff.
I just mean, you think people like myself that want to be musical but aren't really. Like, I can be in Guitar Hero, but I don't think I can create anything. That's ridiculous.
But see, that's your own negative thinking that you are leaning on.
So I should say, I can do it.
And then, yeah, make that your mantra.
All right.
And plant that seed.
I can do it.
We can do it. We can be the first ones.
You and me?
To make a rock band Guitar Hero song.
I'm in.
There you go.
And we can get Dirt Nasty, who's one of my homies. So I was trying to text him and tell him y'all blowing him up. That's awesome.
Dirt Nasty. Well, where do we start with Craig? We have so many questions. We're such huge fans of you on The Office, which is a show that we're just so fascinated with because, well, there's no show on TV that has a bigger and better cast. I mean, everyone on that show is so great. But I don't know. Here's the thing I don't understand, Craig.
Thank you.
So many of you make hit movies. You know, Jenna does, and John does, and you do, and Steve does. I mean, so many. Yet no one has been the first one to stand up and go, this place blows. I'm getting off the TV. I kiss my ass goodbye. I'm off to the silver screen for good. How is it you guys keep all going back to The Office when you've all got the big film careers going?
It doesn't blow. It's a wonderful environment over there. And everybody, you know, is appreciative and respects that we wouldn't be getting those hit movies had it not been for this show.
I think that's true of a lot of shows. I don't think they have as much fun on the show as you guys seem to, but I think a lot of people forget that. They forget that this is your entree to get that stuff, and they all want to move on as quickly as they can.
No, not
not very smart.
I think it's just it came at the right time as well. You know, it came along and it was just like because all this reality was taking over, so it was hard to have something nice and scripted and funny. And then, you know, we just bonded, and now it is what it is. You can – and people, like, they'll let us go off and do our other thing and, you know, make time for the schedules and all that.
Well, that's cool.
BJ is right now over in Germany shooting the new Quentin Tarantino film.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a clip of you and Steve Carell's character, Michael Scott, talking about babies' daddies, because he wants some advice from you. Because it's not even his girlfriend anymore. It's his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend,
ex-girlfriend, and it's not his baby. She was artificially inseminated.
I need some advice from one baby daddy to another.
You a baby daddy?
Yeah. Hi, baby daddy. When you first became a baby daddy, did you have an immediate connection with that baby?
Hell yeah. You know why? Because that was my baby.
I just saw it as a baby daddy.
You should stop calling yourself baby daddy.
Why, Daryl? Because I'm, quote, white, quote, unquote.
Because you're not a daddy. Well, and that's not your baby.
Well,
you feel connected to his baby over there?
It's...
You want to hold me? See how you feel?
Could I?
No.
How many takes of most scenes do you do on The Office?
Well, you know, they kind of let the camera roll. And
do they encourage you to ad-lib?
You probably do two and then you go for it. Because it's two to warm up, I would say, on average. And then,
oh, I gotcha.
And it depends. Because sometimes you get those big scenes where everybody's in the conference room.
Right.
And everybody has a line or two. So those take forever. That's like a whole morning.
Yeah.
But Yeah. That's ad lib encouragement, especially when Steve is, you know, going and giving you something. So
yeah,
you kind of have to.
when you audition for that, and you've been an actor for a while. I mean, you had worked quite a bit before The Office, but when you audition for that, is that one of the things they try you out on? Is they put you in situations where they make you ad lib to make sure that you can kind of keep up with the room before they hire you?
No.
Excellent.
That's a bad surprise then. The first day they say, all right, Craig, just do something there.
I went in an audition. I did one of the confessionals to the camera, and I think I was reading one of Jim's parts as a paragraph, and they knew what they were looking for. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they ended up casting me for, obviously for Daryl, but I think they created that part for me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty hot. Yeah.
When Daryl hooked up with Kelly, when that became the hot romance, because clearly she is just trying to make everybody jealous and stuff like that, I just laughed so hard to think about we become so invested in these characters because you show so much of the characters the way you guys play it. I just can't imagine what a Daryl and Kelly dinner conversation would be like. I mean, those two have nothing in common except that she needs somebody on her arm in the office to show off.
Yeah, That was an interesting relationship, and I remember when they first told me, I just cracked up. We're gonna see something special from them this year.
All right, Craig Robinson is here. He's on The Office Thursdays at 9 on NBC, and he's in Zach and Mary Make a Porno, which comes out Friday. And we'll talk about that in just a minute here on K-Rock.
Craig Robinson is here. Of course, Daryl from The Office. He is one of the stars of Zach and Miri Make a Porno, which is our friend Kevin Smith's new film that opens – sorry, his new flick that opens up on Friday. And Ralph was telling us on the air a few minutes ago, he thinks you steeled this movie. I don't even know that I've seen you in the commercials. Who do you play in this movie?
Thank you, Ralph. I play Delaney, who is a friend to Zach. They work at the Bean and Gone coffee shop together. Mm-hmm. And one day Zach, you know, he decides he wants to make the porno, get serious about it. So while I'm Delaney, who was on disability from the post office, so he's hustling to make ends meet, but he does save enough money to buy a flat screen TV. Zach comes in and stops him before he gets this flat screen and says, yo, can we get this money to, you know, help make this porno? And I bless him that. And I become a producer on the movie that way.
Fantastic.
And then we have a clip of you auditioning some of the girls that are going to try out for the movie.
Yeah.
That's a producer's dear.
That's a producer?
Yeah. I have to do, let's call them booby auditions.
Right.
And that was one of the things I was promised as a producer.
So he's sitting there trying to sort of be respectful when the girls start flashing him. Here's the clip.
I'm just gonna be honest. My first time. I'm not gonna touch you. Nothing like that. I have a wife. We're happy. We're not happy, but it's cool. It's my job as the producer to see what you got that makes you uncomfortable.
And then they all start flashing him.
Now, there is actual nudity in the film this time. This is one of these BS movies that you go to and then they don't show anything, right?
It looks like, there's Kevin does not disappoint.
Okay, good. It's a hard R is what he's saying.
You see the word porno, it definitely, when I was there filming, when I saw the premiere, I was like, wow, this looks like a real porno, you know, going on in the movie. So, yeah, there's definitely some nudity in there, and
fantastic.
You're going to get your money's worth.
Did you say, you know what, I wasn't happy with my performance there. Let's do that again. Let's run those again. Bring those girls back. I didn't feel it. I need to do it again.
I wish.
you have to give us some dirt on Kevin Smith because he is a friend of the show. We do have him on all the time, and he just seems like he'd be so mellow and so easy to work with. Please tell me he's an on-set tyrant. Please tell me that he's abusive and he throws feces at you when you screw up a line. I mean, I want to hear the worst you got to offer for Smith.
No, he would just, you know, after we film something, if he wasn't happy, he was real cool. He'd come to your trailer and then be like, hey, you know, we might have to shoot that again. And then he would choke.
Does he scream it like you're screaming
whoa, whoa,
right
whoa,
now, Craig?
Whoa, 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 what?
Then he would choke you. But
he'll choke you.
Other than that.
Then he would choke you.
Yes. No. Kevin was real cool. He knows what he wants, and he knows how to get out of you. He knows how to inspire. I did a scene with Tisha Campbell, and he was like, she came at me like guns blazing, just improv, and I was like, what? Kevin was like, you gonna take that? And that's all it took. It was like, oh, you just been challenged by the man. So, he was real cool. He would lay back and be like if, you know, after the take, be like, it'll be this pause. And he'd just say, beautiful. It was like, what are you looking at, Ken? But, he was no such thing as a time, of course. He's super cool.
Yeah.
That's your duck.
I got a duck.
Do I hear a duck in the background? A duck. He has a duck.
They're on the freeway.
It could be on the freeway after all the things Lisa just mentioned.
Seth Rogen looks hilarious in this movie. The beautiful Elizabeth Banks, who's so funny. We were talking about her with Kevin Smith earlier this week. She's one of those women you can't believe is so pretty and also has that personality. It's like too much going on in one person. Yeah. She's so awesome.
Yeah, she's got some chops. So she was super funny in this. You know, you knew she was funny from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
And she's got that laugh that's just, infectious. And she was cool all the way through, man. It was fun working with
can't
her.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Friday, Zach and Miri Make a Porno. That is the name of the movie. Craig Robinson has been our guest. He, of course, is also on The Office Thursday nights at 9 o'clock on NBC. Thanks for coming in, Craig. We had a good time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We have a huge show tomorrow, by the way. We got David Alan Greer in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's been a while.
The goaltender for the Ducks, J.S. Aguirre, in the studio tomorrow.
Damn.
Exorcist?
Mm-hmm.
A real one?
Ooh, creepy. Going
to talk to him. Seth Rogen, hopefully tomorrow. So, got a lot of stuff on the program for tomorrow, but today we are talking about Hot Chicks with Douchebags.com, one of our favorite websites.
Great site, great book. We've had the creator, Jay, on the phone with us many times in the past, but he's in the news, actually making the news. Saw it on CNN the other day, and he's on TMZ, and you're going to be amazed when you find out why. And Jay joins us to talk about that and other things in his douchebag world going on right now. Good morning, Jay. How are you, my friend?
Seth, how are you guys?
Very good.
Good.
Hot Chicks with Douchebags.com, still going strong, still getting entries every day, huh?
Going strong, stronger than ever, yeah. It's been doing amazing.
What was this bizarre story that we read about three girls that were angry and suing?
Yeah, I actually read about it on TMZ myself.
Really? That's how you found out?
That's how I found out about
Excellent.
It. But yeah, three girls in New Jersey apparently are upset that they're in the book and have filed a lawsuit. Apparently being called a hot chick is litigious and something
very offensive.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured it out.
Now, I'm no attorney, but if you get your picture taken in a public place, it seems like you don't really have any rights to that. I mean, somebody can put it in a book if they want, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, I just read the suit on The Smoking Gun, which I was really excited about to actually like click onto The Smoking Gun and be like, oh, hey, this is me. But from my perspective and from the legal perspective, yeah, it's totally ridiculous. I mean, first of all, I don't even say anything about them in the book, and I bought the photos that were taken in a public place. I mean, it's all been legally cleared. I think some of them, someone has a relative who, went to law school or something and decided to file. I don't really know.
I can't imagine Simon & Schuster doesn't think of stuff like this before they publish a book. I mean, those people, they've been publishing books long enough to know that they can't get away with something if it's illegal.
Oh, yeah, completely. The book was completely vetted by, the legal department. I mean, everything's fine. And again, it's like they're hot.
Yeah,
like,
I would think that the guys might be upset because they look bad. They're being called douchebags. But, maybe it's they had boyfriends, or they had a boyfriend or a significant other, and they got this picture taken with somebody in the club while they were screwing around. I mean, maybe it's something like that, but still, I don't see how they can sue over it.
Yeah.
Well, it's hilarious. I mean, you should really actually read the damages. Like, one of them claimed they got dumped by their boyfriend because she appeared in the book, and apparently that's damages of some kind.
Well, she deserves money for that, then.
Is it true, Jay, that one of the girls, at least, is claiming that they needed psychological therapy and to undergo medical treatment?
Yes, medical treatment. I haven't quite interpreted that one exactly in terms of she actually had to go apparently and seek medical treatment of some kind.
I think those words are the words that you need to put in there if you want to get money. I mean, that's the real damage that everybody – fake real damage that everybody claims so they can get paid.
And do you think they just do it because they think that you won't want to go to court, or the publisher won't want to go to court and they'll get some cash?
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. Yeah. It's clearly a shakedown. I mean, it's just so silly. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to go very far, but boy, was it great publicity. Wow.
Good point.
My site was like crashing from hits. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was on TMZ and Smoking Gun and Gawker.
You made it, man.
Yeah, it was great. Wow. The hot chicks and jurors,
So
what is the next step? Is a judge going to have to rule whether a trial will go forward?
You know, I have no idea. I don't even know what's going on. Like, I, you know, like I said, I just read about it, and, Simon Schuster, you know, is handling it. So I don't really know. I wouldn't imagine it would go very far. I imagine a judge would laugh at it. I mean, if you read it, you know, like they actually spelled Barnes and Noble wrong.
It's oh,
like,
good.
Wow.
I mean, it's spelled Barnes and Nobles, plural. Like, and I was just like, wow, my book's on sale at the Barnes and the Noble.
Yeah, both places, not just that one.
Yeah, who knew?
Jay, are you named as a defendant in the suit?
I believe I am, yeah.
Because you don't sound really very concerned about that.
Well, I just think it's hilarious. You know, I mean, the fact that the word douchebaguette actually appears in a legal document makes me so happy. I feel like I contributed to Western culture on a new level.
Yeah, there's going to be like a giant argument with the judge whether that actually, what is it?
I almost want to hear lawyers debating douchebaguette.
That would be awesome. I love what TMZ put in their headline, and I think our friend Harvey Levin probably wrote this, where he said, a trio of girls are having Hoochie's remorse.
Remorse, yeah.
Which I thought was great. All right, so as of right now, you doubt there's anything to it, so do we. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's been nothing but good for you at the site and the book.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, you know, everything's been great, you know, and again, like, I don't even say anything about the girls in the book, so, you know, I don't know exactly what they're going to claim, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Sure.
But the book's been doing great, still on sale, you know, and at the Barnes and the Nobles.
Both, yeah. Sure.
And
yeah.
So, you know, it's been doing great.
Well, someone listening to this show right now is trying to hatch up a way that they can sue you and us for having to listen to this interview. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know what kind of damages they're going to prove, but they'll try.
Well, you guys were like the first to really like discover me on the site. I mean, it's really been great. You brought me on a little over a year ago when, you know, I had almost no traffic. And
well,
we
got a guy here, Psycho Mike, that is the classic douchebag, and his wife is super hot. So yeah. That, of course, drew
right.
us right
last
to
time you were going to get me his photo. I'm ready to put him up and give him, you know, some nice name, you know,
I watched my wife send you a photo, dude. Dude, it must not have made the cut, but I can maybe muster up another one where I'm being extra douchey.
Was it you in the photo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I get about 50 a day.
She's pretty doucherific. Well, I don't know if that's a word either, but we'll have him send another one.
Exactly. Okay. I'll get you up on the side.
All right, man. All right. Jay Lewis, hotchickswithdouchebags.com is the site, and the book is available everywhere, including the Barnes and the Nobles. Thanks, Jay. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Love it.
Thank you. Bye. We got the Kevin Abeed Spooky Singles Party coming up this Friday night for Halloween. Would this be a good time for the guys to call in? We're looking for guys this time around,
yep.
Right? Okay. 1-800-520-1067. You are 21 or over. You are available Friday night. You are single. You are looking. You've got something for the ladies. You've got something to offer the ladies.
Are you being the count? Is that what you're doing there?
Being a ghost.
Oh, man. A ghost. Sorry.
And we're particularly interested in creative costumes this time around. So if you've got one you can't wait to show off, we want to hear from you. We'll talk to you after the news. 1-800-520-1067. Now the count or the ghost or Ralph Garman or somebody is here with the showbiz.
Let the romance begin.
I was thinking about doing a werewolf thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You had to put in a fake nose, and you had to glue hair in your face and everything.
Yeah.
And
that's great for the first 10 minutes, and then you're like, I am done with this.
Horrible idea. That was my first instinct, and I said, F that.
Put on a Wookiee suit. You go, oh, it'll be awesome. I'll be Chewbacca. And then, like, 1 minute into it, you're like, I'm dying in here.
Yeah. Was it last year we did the Queen Mary party? Was that last year?
Maybe the year before.
Last year, the year before. I don't remember. A couple years ago.
Anyway, remember the year I came as Adam West Batman? I came in the full Adam West costume? That was a horrible
pain. Yeah.
Why?
You wear that all the time. Mask and it was miserable, and I had to pee, and there's no fly in those tights. I had to tear a hole in the crotch of my tights so I could pee.
Oh. Shut up.
Yeah, I had to. I didn't think about it in advance, which is kind of dumb. But I mean, like leggings, like ballet leggings, you know, they don't have flies in those.
Well, how did the real Batman pee?
Didn't.
He didn't.
He
didn't
have to. Just controlled his bodily functions at all times.
Yeah. I was Flavor Flav. Remember that?
That's right. You had a giant clock.
And what did we use on my face to make it black?
It never came off.
It was mascara.
It was like
mascara.
A Sharpie.
I think someone just colored your face with a Sharpie.
It was brutal.
Yeah, you were brown for about 2 weeks.
Good stuff. And then I was pink from just being just destroyed.
I need that clip. I definitely need that drop. I was Count Chocula that year at the Queen
Mary.
That's
right.
And I remember how excited I was about the costume. And I walked in, and within 10 seconds of being there was another dude who was a way better Count Chocula than I was.
That's
so
right.
Whole night was ruined.
That sucks.
Let the romance begin.
Anyway, a lot of thoughts about what to dress up for this Friday. Don't know yet.
When do you think you'll know?
Friday afternoon, right. I'm guessing.
You should be a lesbian. That's pretty
easy. Oh, yeah. Get my keys and my cigarettes.
Keys and
boots. I'm done.
I had keys.
No, but I had keys and cigarettes.
And the glasses, the lesbian glasses.
And I wore glasses.
That was Lisa's whole costume when you horrible
and
costume.
I was comfortable.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. It's true. You win.
Well, you weren't in costume. That's why.
You do the Halloween thing like folks do at Christmas time where they rent the Christmas movies around the holiday season to try to get in the spirit. Do you rent scary movies at Halloween?
I do love the scary movies.
Because Entertainment Weekly has just released their list of the top 20 scary films of all time, which is a pretty good list if you're looking for something scary maybe you haven't seen before. Some of the things you expect are on there, like Nightmare on Elm Street, for example, is number 13.
Sure.
Poltergeist is number 11. But here's your top 10 of scariest movies of all time. Rosemary's Baby is number 10.
Okay.
That's about a woman who gets pregnant by the devil.
Yeah.
Has the devil baby.
That's a true story, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh,
Brad
yeah.
Pitt, Kevin sure. Spacey, Morgan Freeman. Great film.
Great movie.
Very, very creepy. Psycho, of course, always ends up on this list. The classic Alfred Hitchcock movie. Number 8. Halloween, the first one. Number 7. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Jamie Lee Curtis and her giant cans screaming
big
over
boobs.
The place. Big boobs. The Ring. Number 6. Remember The Ring? I forgot about The Ring.
Yes.
I saw this list.
Great movie.
What was The Ring? The Ring was the videotape that kills you with Naomi Watts.
Yes.
Remember? How
yes.
great was that?
That
scared
was good.
The crap out of me, that movie.
That was kind of the beginning of the Japanese movies kind of being remade for American audiences.
Yes.
And then it was also the beginning of all those movies that came out where stuff kills you. Like you watch something
right.
on TV and it dies.
Sure.
Then your cell phone rings
right.
and, it, and you die. Yeah. Yeah, a bird flies on your house, you die. It just got out of control.
Jaws, number 5.
This
pretty
is
scary.
Okay.
Yeah. Shark eating you. It's pretty yeah. scary. Silence of the Lambs, number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre film from 1974.
That's a scary
horrific.
Movie.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Number 2, The Exorcist. This would probably be my number one, The Exorcist. That mm-hmm. still scares the crap out of me.
Can I guess number one?
Number one, scariest movie of all time, according to Entertainment Weekly, Kevin?
Two for the Money.
Two for
oh,
the Money, that's right.
Wrecked you.
Deathbed.
Deathbed.
Deathbed, the bed that eats? No.
Bad Ronald.
Bad Ronald should be in the top 20, but it's not, sadly.
No. Drumroll again, sorry. Drumroll again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Ran out.
Number one, scariest movie of all time, according to Entertainment Weekly, Freddy Got Fingered.
I don't think,
Tom Green.
Read that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Shining.
The Shining.
I read that incorrectly. Yeah. Read that incorrectly. I'm
no, The Shining looks like Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, the same letters. Some of them. Anyway. Here is your Paul McCartney wax head update.
Oh, you know, this is a great story.
You know, I've been following the trials and tribulations surrounding the Paul McCartney wax head. First, a dude was trying to put it up for auction, then he lost it on a train, left it behind on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to give a reward for its return, which he did. A homeless guy, by the way, found the head. And we received,
freaked him the F out.
He got $4,000 for returning the wax head of Paul McCartney. That's pretty good for a homeless guy.
It's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. And finally went up for auction this week. They were expecting $20,000 for the Paul McCartney wax head. This was one of the first wax figures made from the Beatles in 1960. So this is an old, old wax head.
Right.
Finally sold for only $11,000.
Hmm.
The wax head of Paul McCartney sold now for only $11,000.
Seems like a lot to me for a wax head.
That is a lot. That's a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, but
for that.
After you pay the $4,000 reward, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah, that's true. So there's your Paul McCartney wax head update.
Is that a regular feature you're going to be doing each week at this time?
I think we're out now. I think that's the end of the story. We have pretty much followed it to its natural conclusion.
If that homeless guy had any friends or family, he would call them and go, "Look, I have a wax head of Paul McCartney." They're going to go, "Dude, we got to get you help."
No, seriously.
Honestly,
you know remember the Beatles guy?
It's
I've
a wax
got his head, but it's made out of wax. Put down the bottle, Jim. Mom's crying. And great news for comic book geeks everywhere. Deli Variety has announced that not only has Marvel Studios signed Robert Downey Jr. to return as Tony Stark / Iron Man for the second film, but they just inked a deal while he's going to do a third Iron Man film and will be returning as Iron Man in The Avengers, which is a movie about a bunch of Marvel superheroes, Captain America and the Hulk and Thor. He'll be joining forces to fight crime in The Avengers as well. So we're going to get a lot of Robert Downey Jr. in that suit, which is good news for me.
Mr. Grumman,
yes, sir.
Is the Fav back on board to direct Iron Man 2?
Fav is on board for directing Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Good.
And will also be directing The Avengers.
Wow.
No kidding.
Which will unite Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and the Hulk. So
they all live in a house, and one of them gets eliminated each
exactly.
day.
Exactly. They got a little pinhole camera up in the corner.
Good.
And it's like
Can't
Big
wait.
Brother.
I know they do it all the time, and I know that, you know, movies advance, and I'm sure that Iron Man 2 is going to be great, but I don't know how you topped the first one. It was so great.
Yeah, it was good. Pretty terrific. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gabrielle Union is 35 years old today. Hey! You lose enthusiasm as the day goes on.
He does, but that's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Winona Ryder is 37, Dan Castellaneta. He is, of course, Homer Simpson on The Simpsons. He is 51, and Richard Dreyfuss is 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Spooky Singles Party, Friday night. We're going to be at the Medusa Lounge in Silver Lake, 21 and up. If you're a guy, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You know, we are particularly interested in your creative costume ideas for this time around. That's a great way to show some personality and give you something to talk about with the ladies. There is a $1,000 costume contest, and you can be guaranteed a great costume, whether you're coming to our party or any other, by going to Glendale Costumes.
There's
right over there in Glendale, California, and there's a link right on the front page of KROQ.com. Let's talk to some winners, shall we?
It's Kevin and Bean's
Spooky Singles Party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
All right, let's start with Steve, 24 years old, from Riverside. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Steve.
What's happening? What's your idea for the Halloween costume on Friday night?
I'm actually thinking about coming as Kevin Smith,
Kevin
the Big Decider.
Kevin Smith. How fat are you, Steve? Are you fat enough to pull it off, or are you going to require some padding?
It's going to require a lot of padding, but, you know.
Well, that's probably good.
It's a strange costume choice.
You know, he's been around forever, and he's the personality that everybody wants.
He's a friend of ours. I love him.
Yeah.
Do you have a beard?
No, I don't have a beard. That's going to be something that's going to have to be put on.
Okay. All right. Backwards baseball cap. You got the big trench coat and Vans. I mean, it's a pretty easy costume to do. Do you have a J to go with you?
Actually, I got a buddy that could pull a J off the road.
Are you going to be Silent Bob, or are you going to be Kevin Smith?
I'm going to be the Silent Bob character.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's great for conversation at the party, I'll tell you that.
Good conversation.
But there's going to be a lot of... You remember the movie? Do you remember I was the guy? There's going to be a lot of that. I think I'm voting no on this, dude.
No.
I'm not feeling him.
Plus 909 area code, no.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
I apologize, but it is definitely tougher for dudes. I mean, if that were a girl calling in, all she'd have to say is, I'm going to be a sexy Silent Bob, Kevin Abita. We'd say, all right, come on down.
So true.
Let's go to Chris, 22 years old in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good, thank you.
I'm going to be a big black guy named Kimbo. Sly.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Holla at your boy.
It's all good. It's all good.
So now he said after I got knocked out. You have to fall down 14 seconds into the party, though. You know that, right?
Are you serious? Because I got knocked out by that stupid.
Yes, exactly. Kimbo to me is a great costume because it's a funny look, especially for, I assume, a white guy like Chris to have the big, bushy black beard, everything like that. And it's timely. It's topical.
Sure.
I applaud your choice, and I think you sound – I would vote yes to have you come to the party.
Bean would like to date you.
Nice.
All right. I think I'm in with Chris as well.
Yeah, Chris sounds funny.
Chris, bring another single dude.
All right. Awesome. Good
okay,
luck,
thank
guys.
You. You got to try and –
holla at your boy.
You got to try and keep the numbers even. Let's go to V in Woodland Hills. V, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, V.
V is 25 years old. Yes.
Yes. I'm going to be Blue from Old School. Wear the long johns, get the wrestling headgear on, the goggles, and get some old makeup on.
Blue from Old School.
My boy, Blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue. I remember Blue. God rest him. I remember the act. Yeah. It seems a little dated to me. A little dated, perhaps.
That is funny. Who's not going to want to dance with Blue on the dance floor?
Me? I don't
That's
know.
That's a good
Lisa,
thing, though.
I don't even remember Blue.
Oh,
he's like
old guy. Sorry, he's like he was like the 90-year-old guy in the fraternity.
98-year-old dude. I don't remember him. So. I would be completely lost.
Remember he wrestled the two hot chicks? The old dude. See, this is the conversation that's going to be happening now on Friday night. Man, I'm sorry we got disconnected. Sounds like we reject V totally. Sorry about that. All right, while we're on the topic, and we do want guys to come in, so please keep calling, but let's eliminate Tommy and Chino Hills real quick and bring on line 7 so we can explain to the audience why there's no way he's coming to the party.
Well, that's a good start. Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How's it?
Good. What is your idea for the Halloween costume?
So, I have two ideas for a costume, and I said, why not put them together? So, I'm going to be Borat, you know, when he wears that the skimpy bathing suit costume, the orange one.
Yeah.
That mixed in with Hiroshiku, a drag queen, you know, put together. So, I think it'll kind of be kind of sexy, you know, with the...
Borat is... What?
No!
What? Drag queen? What?
So, you're going for sexy, too?
Well, no, well... Okay, well, not... Sexy.
You're going to walk up to people and say,
my preference, dog style. Yes. I like...
That seems a little old to me as well.
Yeah, I can't think anyone cares about Borat, right?
But we got to let some guys in.
Thank you. I like you. I like sex.
Thank you for the call.
We got a couple others.
All right, let's try Danielle. Danielle, 22 years old, Downey. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Lisa,
good morning.
What's your idea for a Halloween costume?
My idea is Rodney on the Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Funny. Wow.
Yeah.
We all thought about being Rodney on the Rock. I just don't think we can pull it off. What do you do? How do you get that costume together?
Well, I'm not going to go for the original Rodney. You know the guy that lost the bet to Ralph and ended up getting the tattoo?
Yeah.
Of Rodney with the oversized Beagle jersey.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna do the cartoon Rodney.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. I like that. Smoking
That's
a pipe.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's a good idea, I think.
Definitely. Cool.
Let me hear a little Rodney from you, Danielle.
Oh, okay. Giddy up.
Yes.
Dead
on. It is dead on.
All right, Danielle, bring a single guy friend. We'll see you Friday night at the party. We're running out of time, but I do want to talk to Anthony. He's not only calling us from Camp Pendleton, but apparently he is a U.S. Marine just back from Iraq. So who needs a party more than this dude?
Yeah. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going there, Lisa May?
Hi, Anthony.
It's going well. How are things for you?
Well, I'm back in the United States, so it's going good. I'm just here, and I heard you guys announced that you guys are having a singles party, so I said, hey, I got to get to that.
What idea do you have for a costume?
I'm going to go as the devil thing, basically.
The devil,
Seeing a lot of that over there and saying, hey, let's see what I can tempt when I go to the party, see who I can get to give me some kind of a trick-or-treat.
I'm a little worried about a guy coming right off the plane from Iraq and then dressing up like the devil. I mean, it just sounds like there's no rage happening there. You're not looking.
No, this is all satire. It's all in comedy.
Have you had some psychological therapy?
We
don't want you to show up with an AK-47 and mow us down. Is what I'm saying.
No. You would worried if I would dress up at the post office or something like that.
Okay.
The
devil, we shouldn't worry about.
No, that's just for the girls might have to worry because I'm going to try to take them to hell.
Now, if you see, say, Omar, for example, you're not going to try and take him out.
Oh, well, that's a different thing. I got to just make sure that, he's okay. I'm going to keep close tabs on that guy.
Okay, all right, and then I think that's
a
service.
Strip search him.
That's a good
just
service.
To make sure.
We need somebody to keep an eye on Omar because you never know when the time is now. Hey, Anthony, how long were you over there, dude?
This time I was, this is my third tour over there. And this time I was only there for a month because I got injured. So.
A month.
Oh, good for you. You're so lucky you got injured, dude. How bad did you get injured before we
Unfortunately, I was bitten by a bug that turned into, basically, in short, the bug turned into a flu. The flu gave me a coma, and now I'm...
coma?
A coma?
Yeah,
all right. You went into a coma from a bug?
Well, they have some kind of strange disease over there, and unfortunately, it caught me the wrong way. But
the bugs in Iraq are effed up.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, luckily they caught it in time, and they just said, hey, you know what? You're susceptible to certain things over there. Forget you. You're not going back over there. So,
well, let me tell you something here. You are going to be a huge hit at the party, and I know that we have ladies listening who are already on the list and others who want to be, and I am not suggesting, I am demanding that each of you have sex with Anthony at some point over
the
weekend.
That's
all right?
What I want to hear.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic.
Support the truth.
Hey, exactly.
That coma isn't spreading, is it? I mean, you're not going to show up at the party,
no,
we're all going to fall over.
No, okay. By any means. It was only because it was in Iraq.
All right, just checking.
Right.
A lot of questions for you, Anthony.
You sound like a good dude. Bring a single guy friend. We'll see you Friday night, all right?
Will do, thanks.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do is you pick up the phone, call us, get on the air, win a prize. Today it's a pair of tickets to Knott's Halloween Haunt. You can join K-Rock there tomorrow night. Get all the information at Knott's.com, and please enjoy. All right, let's start with Michael in Chino Hills, who needs our help trying to erase something from his mind that he wishes he'd never seen. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hey, what it do, everybody? Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Here's one.
Well, I got my scare yesterday. I was out in my backyard trimming my tree, and I looked over at my neighbor's yard, and my neighbor's grandparents were just having sex right there in a beanbag on the patio.
Oh, no!
your neighbor's grandparents?
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And they got scared, but they kept going.
Well, what are you yelling, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what do you think they were doing?
It's their yard.
I know, but I was just disgusted. I mean, you was like, I didn't think they knew what they were doing, but I guess they were.
I imagine they did. But yeah. Nobody wants to see grandparents having sex. Nobody.
No. Especially not in a beanbag chair.
No.
Where do you even get a beanbag chair anymore?
I don't know, man.
Wait, what are you doing?
That's awesome. Thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Joel in Pasadena. He's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joel, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephews? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do, Joel?
Lakers!
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 Yeah, how many games in a row have they won now?
One.
Oh. They're undefeated this
season. They're undefeated.
Bitch.
Wow, I didn't realize.
If the season ended today.
That's right.
That's right.
The Lakers would be top in the West.
They destroyed the mighty Portland team.
Yes, all the critics were saying that Portland's the up-and-coming team. Portland's the team to look at. What did we do? We wiped the floor with them. Yeah. Psycho Mike, don't get any of your good luck charms. You don't need them this year.
What did you do yesterday? Did you do anything?
I wore this shirt.
That old shirt. Yeah. Oh, that's a very faded old Lakers shirt.
Yeah.
Now, all Mike was at the game, so that might have contributed to the win last night.
Yeah, you got to go, Mike. You got to.
All right, now you got to keep going.
You got
to
go.
What happened to the shoes? What happened to the sneakers?
After the Celtics essentially had sex with the Lakers in the game, the final game of the season,
so they don't count anymore.
They bent the Lakers
now
over.
Now with that shirt, now that the shirt is the magic thing.
Game 1.
Oh, I see.
20-point victory, this shirt.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
The shoes ran out of magic.
Did they?
Yeah, they were just out by the end of the season. They didn't have enough to help. So,
no one is with me and rooting for the Oklahoma City Thunder this year?
Nope.
But it all ends tonight because they face the Clippers, baby!
Woo! Oh, Dave.
Dave's
got his Clippers shirt on.
The Lakers essentially start their road trip with an away game against the Clippers tonight.
At home.
That's hilarious. Does Dave's Clippers shirt cancel out your Lakers shirt?
God,
yeah,
no.
You can try. It's a lot bigger, so maybe it does.
Oh, how dare you!
No, we've got great news for you, Ralph, on line 1. Carlos is calling us from North Hollywood for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. Hey, Carlos, go ahead.
What It Do, Nephew? What It Do, baby boo?
What it do, Carlos?
Ralph, I've joined your side.
What's that, Carlos? What'd you do?
You guys were talking about the ShamWow yesterday.
The ShamWow! Yeah.
Wow.
Did you order it? Did you buy the ShamWow?
I ordered it yesterday as soon as the radio was over.
Yeah.
Oh, when you get it, you're going to want to sleep with it. You're going to use it like a blankie.
You are going to pick up spills like a mother effer.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered one yesterday based on Ralph's recommendation. I went right online, got mine.
So did I.
We're
excited for you. Yeah. The power of the ShamWow.
What's going on with you, sheep?
Gotta have one.
Well, I've got a lot of fluids that need to be sucked up.
Oh, man.
Because I have puppies. Because I'm puppy training. That's what I. What did you guys think I meant?
Man.
Yeah. I'm puppy training.
No, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. Let's talk to Mike in Hacienda Heights. He's online, too. Apparently, the Kevin and Bean Show caused trouble in his life. Hey, Mike, welcome.
What it do, baby boo? What it do, nephew?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on?
This is what's going on!
No,
it's really
sorry.
The same thing.
No, it doesn't.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, come on.
No, because now it's this is Riverside. This is West Hollywood. I don't want 80 people calling up with the name of their city.
I found that comedy.
Santa Monica is the one. Okay.
He gave it his all.
He delivered it and left.
Still,
he hung up.
But still,
that was strong. I'm in.
It was a mere shell of Santa Monica.
Yeah, exactly. Cody is in Long Beach on line 3. Hey, Cody, welcome to the show. What it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby?
What it do, Cody?
What's going on?
I have a suggestion for your next Ask Us segment.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Great.
How about Ask a Native American?
How?
Well, I remember a couple of years ago you guys talking about how the Native Americans are hiding all their secrets from the white man, you know, all the cures.
They have cures for diseases and stuff they won't tell us about. That's true.
I have a friend who I call Tonto, lovingly, and his real name is Randy, and he is Indian, full-blooded, and there's no question in my mind that he knows stuff, that he knows creepy stuff, that he knows magic stuff, that he's not sharing with Whitey. I think that's a fantastic idea, Cody.
But who do we get? Are you a Native American, Cody?
Partially. Too bad my blood's a little too diluted to get my college paid for by them, but...
Oh, that's too bad.
You don't count.
So they don't tell you the good stuff, so you can't be our guy.
Yeah, no, I can't.
All right.
You're not ironized, Cody, are you?
Thank you for the...
he's dead, Ralph.
Thank you so much.
I thought the same thing, though.
A little rare, a little obscure Native American reference for you folks.
I walked into my friend Tano's shop one time. He owns a store, and he had a bunch of older Indian women, and they had blankets all around them, and they were, like, chanting and stuff, and they had their eyes closed.
Awesome.
And I walked into the store, and he looked up at me, and the look he gave me was... death. I mean, get out of here right now. You cannot see this. You must forget that you ever saw this.
Maybe he was doing it for your own good. Maybe your head would have exploded because
I don't know.
Maybe he just doesn't like you.
That could be too.
I don't know what it was all about, but it was. I've been curious ever since, and I think if we could find an Indian who'd be willing to rat out his tribe and speak to that stuff, I'd love to hear it.
They were probably doing some shaman ritual there, and you weren't supposed to be part of.
Let's go to Manny in Hollywood. Good morning, Manny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
It's going. So I work in Culver City, and I was driving home from work on the 10 yesterday. And scary thing, I saw a car that said Postal Police on the side. And I guess the post office has their own police force. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it.
They have postal police?
I have never seen it.
They're postal inspectors is what they are. And they investigate mail fraud and things like that.
Yeah, because the first thing that popped into my mind was, you know, if somebody puts an envelope without a stamp, they're like right on it.
They tase you for that.
Imagine how much fun other cops make fun of the postal cops.
Did he have lights on the top of his car?
He did.
Yeah.
It looked like a cop car.
Yeah, so you hit your brakes and then you realize it's the postal police and you give them the finger and take off. That's what I do with the airport police. Same thing. Airport police, it says on the car. You go, you can't pull me over.
I'm very seriously at the airport.
I'm not at the airport, though. Driving to work.
I very seriously considered becoming a postal inspector at one time. I really thought that that was the gig because, you know, people put their mail out in a box that's not approved by the postmaster. I mean, stuff like that. You just can't let people just go willy-nilly.
I despise you as a postal. He would torture people.
You can't just let people do whatever they
want. This stamp isn't straight.
Where's your return address on that letter?
All right. That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our special guests on the program, including Jay Lewis. He is the creator of HotChicksWithDouchebags.com, which is a great website and a great book, so please check that out. Thanks to actor Craig Robinson for joining us, too. Zach and Mary Make a Porno is his film. That opens up on Friday. And don't forget, if you're going to our Halloween party or any other and you need a costume, there's no better place in the Southland than Glendale Costumes.
Glendale.
746 West Durand Street, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. We do have a link to that from the front page of KRock.com, and we recommend it.
What he said.
We should have Kevin really sell the Glendale costumes from now on, really. After yesterday's magic.
There was no yesterday's magic.
Yesterday's
magic.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You can write to us and ask us what is the name of the costume stop show.
Yeah, write us then. Ask us that. If you can write me and ask me that question,
what's the name of the costume shop in Glendale? Which is the email that we get a lot.
Wow. I did not expect to hear that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Kevin does not disappoint.
All right. No, tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. Reverend Bob Larson will be on the program. He's an actual exorcist.
Dude.
We have JSU Guerra in the studio tomorrow, the goalie of the Ducks.
You going to be nice, Kevin?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I'm a Kings fan, but he's cool.
I know, he's your dreaded, hated rival, that's all.
Well, the team is. He's very cool, but I can root for him privately, but you can't root for the Ducks if you're a Kings fan, and vice versa. David Allen Greer in the studio talking about chocolate news.
Chocolate news.
Hopefully we're going to get Seth Rogen. We're 50-50 on that one, so... If you know him, call him up. Tell him to come on our show. And also, Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party. We're pretty much running out of time. Tomorrow's your second to last day, so we're going to give you some more tickets for that tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
And if you're going to be blue from old school, maybe don't call. Nirvana on the way. Also, Papa Roach, Foo Fighters, the new song from The Killers, Metallica, and more. Cat Corbett's got it all right after this on the world famous.